Teleport yourselves out of here right now. Salman Shaheen, Martin Daubney, my fabulous Friday panel. Thank you very much for joining me, reviewing week's biggest news stories. Thank you very much. Joined now by Mr. John Holmes.
That's right. And speak for yourself, Martin, because I regularly enjoy intercourse with my Henry Hoover. So.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's a beautiful image.
Hey, it's Friday.
It's family radio as well. John, what's happening on your show apart from the usual nonsense?
The usual nonsense is happening. What there will be, of course, is, as it is a Friday, a man called Con, you know this, Julia, will be in a lift. The lift is the lift in this building. What we do is we take the tweets and the abuse we get from the haters and
lots of hate.
Oh yeah, and the trolls online, and we don't dismiss it. We don't chuck it away. What we do is we simply give it to Con. He reads it out live from the lift as it travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call condescending.
Like it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Martin actually meant that as well.
No, I know he did.
That's John Holmes coming up from 1 o'clock. This is Talk Radio. I'm Julia Hartley-Brew. I'm done for another day. Done for another week. I'll be back with you Monday 10 o'clock. Do stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
With Jet2.com, you can choose from 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca. You can fly from as little as £42. Plus, enjoy a huge 22kg baggage allowance. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In March, we've got 10 litres of Dulux Trade Super Matte White Emulsion for only £24.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Divorce. It affects every part of your life. You, your family, your home, your finances. And if you're a man facing divorce, perhaps even one you don't want, the situation becomes even more complicated. It's at times like these that you need a professional you can trust. Cordell & Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Now, we have a long list of things to get through in today's meeting, so let's get started. We need someone to pick up the cakes for the cake sale.
I'll do it.
Sally, brilliant. And we need someone to drive to the florist for the...
Me? Why don't I pick up the school rabbit from the vet?
Aren't you scared of rabbits?
Well, it's time to face my fear. Whatever reasons you find to come back, you'll earn Tesco Club Card points when you fill up at Esso. Many happy returns. Participating sites only. Terms and minimum spend apply. See esso.co.uk for details.
There's a person who can spot threats in the sky before they become threats. They can reassemble a pistol in 15 seconds and maintain equipment so advanced most don't even know it exists. That person's you. There are more than 50 roles to choose from in the RAF. You'll receive world-class training to develop new and existing skills. And you can do it full-time as a regular or in your spare time as a reservist. Find your role in the RAF. Search RAF Recruitment now.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. It's 1 o'clock. It's Friday. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. It's Tony with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Cameron appears to criticise government over national insurance hike, plus new guidelines to tackle sepsis, Britain's biggest killer, and why Mars bar fans should be worried about Brexit.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. David Cameron's been caught apparently criticising a decision to raise national insurance for the self-employed. Emma Jones reports.
A lip reader claims the former PM said breaking a manifesto promise is stupidity. In 2015, his party promised not to increase NI contributions. MP Andrew Morrison says backbenchers aren't impressed either.
They don't like surprises, particularly ones which may adversely affect their constituents.
Accountant and Tory voter Tom feels let down.
They just seem to be increasing the burden for the ones generating the income in the first place.
But Theresa May's defended the decision.
This is a change that leaves lower paid, self-employed workers better off.
Labour's accusing her of a partial U-turn after delaying a vote on the measure until the autumn.
A top boss at Mars says the price of chocolate and other goods could go up by almost a third as a result of a so-called hard Brexit. In a speech in Brussels, Fiona Dawson warned the company would have to pass on costs if the UK leaves the EU without a trade deal. It's thought Donald Trump's state visit to the UK will happen in the autumn. Buckingham Palace has announced the King of Spain is making an official trip in June, and there are only two state visits per year. A health watchdog says the number of deaths from sepsis could be reduced if people are treated within an hour. NICE, which provides guidance in the English and Welsh NHS, says those with suspected signs of the silent killer should be treated as an emergency. Around 44,000 people die from the condition every year. And a survey's found a third of us have cut our alcohol intake in the last year. Research by Mintel also found half of beer, wine and cider drinkers say they're consuming less than a few years ago.
Was that the end of the news?
That was the end of the news.
I tell you what, it's always difficult, and I have this problem with Victoria.
To tell.
I have a lot of problems with Victoria. But the problem that I mostly have is it's hard to tell, because I'll be honest with you, sometimes I'm not listening as I should be.
That's all right.
Because I know you don't listen to this show.
Of course I do.
No, you don't, honey. You go out into that office and you just do...
I monitor.
News things.
No, but I monitor. I've still got one ear on the show, of course.
Well, Victoria certainly has not, and is happy to say so. However, as we know, Ben has an out for the end of the sport.
He does.
So I'm programmed to hear him go, sport and pound with the mind talk sport. So I kind of pick that up. But when you finish, you just stop wherever that story starts.
Stop. I'm going to point at you and then you'll know.
I might not necessarily be looking.
No.
And we experimented for a while with Victoria having a sign-off. Her favourite. Listeners would send them in. You know, things like, I am Victoria, I am the news, and things like that.
Oh, right.
And in the end, we settled with her just shouting, that's the end of the news!
Right, okay.
So you can take that if you want.
Okay.
But if you want to experiment, so you've got another, you know, today and then another week with
you. Yeah, a whole other week,
So if you want to just, it's your shout.
I'll have a think.
Okay.
I'll have a think.
Do we do some weather?
Why not?
Okay, here's the weather jingle. Okay. Here's the weather jingle
press
now.
Talk Radio National
Weather. That's the weather jingle.
Okay, well, some rain for the northwest, with the best of any bright spells in the east. Looking out of our window here in the studio, it's not looking great.
That's not weather for anyone unless they're here.
No, I know, in our part of London, but it is mainly cloudy, but mild, with the high today, 14 degrees.
Thank you, Talia, very much indeed. Bonus news today.
Yes.
Well, are we up to back to vegetables?
Vegetable.
Oh, it's vegetables. Oh, I just found a bit of animal news.
We did that yesterday.
If you're clever, you could somehow link it to vegetable news. Oh. I mean, but I'm going to leave that in your court as well.
Okay.
But, you know.
Vegetable news.
That's what Victoria will do. She'll go, vegetable news, and she'll go, a dog called Carrot was... And you just go, what?
It was a monkey, so maybe he could be eating a banana.
That's not a vegetable. I mean, really, you've fallen at the first hurdle.
Oh, that's a fruit, of course.
Yeah.
I was thinking of having a banana.
What are you?
It's lunchtime, and I was just going to... anyway, can I go now?
Yes. here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Bournemouth boss Eddie Howe says it's hard to imagine Tyrone Mings could intentionally stamp on an opponent's head. The defender's been handed a 5-game ban for the offence after clashing with Manchester United Zlatan Ibrahimovic. The players thanked fans and the club for their support on social media. Howe can only say so much.
I'm going to have to refer you to my statement or the club statement due to... not wanting to get ourselves in any hot water, really. So I think the statement says it all. We are disappointed for Tyrone. We believe he's innocent of any charge. It was a pure accident from his perspective, and I believe that.
Bournemouth host West Ham in TalkSport 2's live commentary game tomorrow. On to tonight's action. Brighton can go level with Sky Bet Championship leaders Newcastle and 9 points clear of third place Huddersfield if they beat Derby at the Amex. Rugby, Ireland can put pressure on their Six Nations title rivals this evening. They'd go top above champions and leaders England by beating Wales in Cardiff. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sports.
Talk Radio.
It is Ben there with the pre-recorded sport. Now, you know, it's Friday and I've checked the details and we do have to do 3 hours of a programme. No, it's fine because there's good stuff. I mean, I use the word good erroneously. There's some stuff that will fill the gap between now and when we stop. That's what there is.
What does erroneously mean?
Okay. All right, then. Ollie will press a button. He'll press a button now and something will happen.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £62 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop, out of the egg, came a ass broadcast. George Galloway, who has a programme
with their sergeant, who'd been a printer,
with his hat.
And they went into a basement in Eton.
By belittling horrors that they saw.
You're a communist, Harry.
Paddington Cornelius, you are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. A very bloodthirsty caterpillar. He was so bloodthirsty, on the first day, he attacked a whole Middle Eastern country.
Yes, and we need bums on seats.
Would you say it's illegal to make their employees have zero-hour contracts and be self-employed?
It's definitely immoral.
It is immoral.
I'm fuming.
I know you are.
You
angry.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Hello, so good afternoon to you and welcome indeed to Friday. It is Friday, the 10th of March, of course, 388 years to the day since King Charles I of England dissolved Parliament for 11 years. Now, if you're an historian, historians amongst you will realise that this came, of course, after the then Chancellor of the Exchequer, back in the 17th century, announced that he was raising national insurance contributions from self-employed 17th century alchemists and witch finders who earned over 200 guineas a year. So that was met with protests, of course, and spells, and criticised as a direct tax on White Cart Man, the self-employed Anglo-Saxon, who would, of course, pull his cart round the streets collecting the bodies of plague victims. Now, as a result, as I say, Charles I dissolved the government. So think on that, Philip Hammond, Chancellor.
Still so good.
Isn't it? Of the Exchequer. Chancellor. Yeah.
Really,
he didn't keep the promises.
He did a lie
of the manifesto, did he?
No,
he's a liar. He's
that
a
one, but
chancellor liar. That's yeah. Right.
He's a chancer, a chancer.
He's a chancer
liar. There
yeah.
We go. What that joke has done is progressed.
Very good. He's a chancer liar of the Exchequer.
Yeah.
In your face, Rory Bremner. Look what we did. Anyway, hello, it's Friday afternoon. Friday afternoon, then, your Friday Talk Radio afternoon show. I am John Holmes, and we are here in the gap, as previously indicated, marked 1 till 4 o'clock. It's fair to say we're kind of attached to the slot now, really. In much the same way that BT are no longer attached to Openreach. The news today, legally separated from their own broadband arm after pressure from Ofcom regarding BT's infrastructure. But of course, if they ever want it reconnected, it'll cost upwards of £120 plus VAT and a call-out charge. I know. Shall we have a look at what's going to be rolling up, what we're going to roll up and flick at you out of the front of your radio today? Would you like to know? Well, I can tell you that Headline Hijack is on the way. Headline Hijack, for those not in the know, is this. It's your chance to throw fake news at the wall. Not the wall, exactly. More really. Tanya, as it's her job to read the real news, but one of her news stories at 2 o'clock in the bulletin will be a made-up lie. It is fake news. Fib and fabricate it at us. Tanya will take it, and with her authoritative news voice, we'll read it out loud. It will sound like real news. It's there to confuse people not listening to this bit of the programme. That's how it works. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on today.
Start your message with any word you like.
Also this hour, showbiz. A man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz will go through the showbiz. Rhys will be here shortly. Also today, of course, there's our brand loyalty testing Friday end of the week quiz. If you'd like to have a go on that, here's the number to register, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Same number. All the day's big stories analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry, we bring you the news in haikus. Work experience punditry. That will come today from Josh, who will, if post-evidence is anything to go by, will literally love anything that he's reviewing. He'll be doing films for the weekend and he'll be getting like so excited about them. That's Josh. And he'll be in at around 2:30 to be excited about films. He's work experience. We don't have to pay him. That's the, I'm going to say, the only reason he's here. There's the big debate at 3:00. There's all your reactions as the afternoon wears on. Comedian and actress Wendy Wait. Is it Wason or Wasson? I'm going to have to. I think it's Wason, anyway. Anyway, she once played the part of a woman in Lyft in one episode of the IT Crowd. So she's coming in to flog a tour or some such. That's today's PR exercise, dressed up as an interview. And speaking of woman in Lyft, there'll be a man in a Lyft later as well. He's called Con. He's here. Hi, Con.
Hi, everyone.
Yes, and he'll be in the aforementioned Lyft, clutching to his man bosom the haters, texts and tweets, all of the abuse we've got on social media and texts and stuff over the past week. And instead of binning it or reporting it to the authorities, we've collated it. Cornelius will be reading it out as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Condescending. Still time to get your hate in, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with some hit.
It's also Some Request Friday, like every Friday around these parts. On Radio 2, they do All Request Friday, where Simon Mayo in the afternoon will play songs according to your request, for your birthday or whatever it might be. We can't do that because we are a talk radio station, so instead we play speeches and talks as per your request. Maybe you'd like to hear Churchill's Never Despair speech that he read out to the Commons in 1955 to celebrate the anniversary of when you completed your successful gender realignment surgery. Congratulations, by the way. Or perhaps it's simply your elderly mum's birthday and she absolutely loves David Blaine's TED Talk, How I Held My Breath for 17 Minutes. Whatever it is that you'd like to hear as a speech or talk request, you know the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Everyone
talk.
Knows that, you don't need to say it.
Yeah, but
at Talk Radio.
Start your message right anyway, right? Costs 25 pence, plus your stand network rate.
There's live music as well, of course. So there always is on a Friday. It's what we do, our busker sessions. We'll be dragging a busker in quite literally from the street, shoving them in front of the microphone and forcing them to perform, thereby losing them money. Ginger Davey's not producing today. Apparently, he says he's working out his finances post-budget. And he has to do that because he's a self-employed sex pest. Asprodcast is through the glass today. Hello, Asprodcast. Asprodcast is through the
miserable window. Yep. Friday.
Hi, Cass.
Yep.
You know when a cat sicks up a fur ball? Cass is sort of what comes out. It's sort of equivalent of that. Smells of an egg. Ollie's on the buttons today. Hello, Ollie. Hi, Ollie.
Hi, John.
Hi there.
Hi, Ollie.
Hi, Ollie. It's his first time. Let's be gentle with him. Please. Yeah. It's going to go wrong, Ollie. You know it is. Sorry about the smell of egg in there with you, by the way. Tanya's on the news. She's got the news played into Cornelius is there.
For some reason,
I don't know. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We're going to start with some music, which will get us into today's big story, of course. All you have to do, regular listeners will know this, work out the cryptic clue as to why I, as Talk Radio's head of music, am playing this next particular song and what the story I'm getting into, today's big story, news story, to discuss is, as we go in, with this.
Yes!
Stop singing.
And it wants too often, what do you take me for? Oh, darling! Getcha. There ain't no pleasing you.
Why would I be playing this song?
Because it's excellent.
Alright.
And you seem to think that everything I ever did was wrong.
However,
I should have known it all along. Everyone, join hands. Chasm wave your arms.
Day.
Wave your arms, even if you're driving.
Don't do that. That's not safe at all.
Okay.
Not if you're also listening to this performing an operation, a surgical procedure. Don't wave your arms.
No. You knew
not if you're a soldier in a trench in Afghanistan, you know, under fire. Maybe you're in Aleppo under fire from ISIS. Don't wave your arms along to this. I mean, enjoy it by all means as a distraction, but don't wave your arms. You'll give yourself away as a target. But we're playing it, of course, to get into today's big story. And as you know, you are trying to work out the cryptic, yeah, if you like, the cryptic clue as to why.
Just what you wanna do.
I'm playing Chas and Dave's Ain't No Pleasing You. What could the story be? Cornelius, you've
no
been
spending... Who's been made to look a fool no more?
More.
Who is it, John?
Well,
is that the new story?
You're guessing, not me.
Is someone ain't no pleasing? Who's not being pleased?
Oh,
rather
good,
than a
good.
Lot of the who's listeners not, of the show.
Yes, I know. Who's not being pleased? Or our bosses. Go on.
You?
I'm all right.
Good.
Big story in the news, Chas and Dave, why?
Oh, is it? Oh, South Korea. South Korea, John. There's the president in South Korea has been in a peach.
Yes, in a PS.
And she ain't been pleasing anyone.
Right, okay, good. No, it's not that.
Oh, that's quite exciting.
I'm going to have to tell you what it is, aren't I? I'm going to tell you what it is. It's the British Telecom story. British Telecom, of course, have split from their broadband. They've legally separated from their broadband arm, Openreach, because Ofcom have kind of forced them to. That's the big story we're going to be talking about. What does it mean?
How's that related to the song?
Chas and Dave.
What about them?
R.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Yes. First three letters right as well.
Bri.
Yeah. Where are they from?
London.
No. Where's London?
In England. Yeah, in Britain.
Yeah.
Britain.
They're
Britain.
So Chas and Dave are?
British.
Like Telecom.
Oh, that's stupid. No,
British
that's stupid.
Telecom there. The link there to the song. We are going to be talking...
Can we just play more Chas and Dave?
No. We're going to be talking to our British Telecom Openreach legal split correspondent live next. That's you, Cornelius.
Talk radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
From the director of The Wolverine.
Logan, what did you do?
Charles, the world is not the same as it was.
When darkness falls.
Mutants, they're gone now.
One hope remains.
Who is she?
She's like you.
I am not what you think I am.
And you could have it all.
Now, his time has finally come.
I would find a way.
This is what life looks like. You should take a moment. You still have time.
Logan, in cinemas now, rated 15.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
A new Vauxhall Vivaro comes with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty, and 4 years servicing and roadside assistance. It's easy to drive, easy on the wallet, and even easier on the eye. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall Vivaro. Conditional sale. 4 years 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance. Subject to status 18+. T's and C's. Mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
John?
Huh?
I think we need to make our marriage work harder.
What? It's the moustache, isn't it?
No, it's our marriage allowance. There's up to £220 waiting for us to claim. Although, I think you could lose the moustache.
Yes, dear.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply online at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Watch out around Cambridgeshire. The A1 northbound is closed. It's due to some investigation work taking place just between the A14 at Junction 21 and the A1 at Junction 14. You'll also find in Greater Manchester on the M62 westbound, one lane is blocked and slow traffic due to an accident between Junctions 20 and Junction 19. And in Hampshire, the M3 southbound, we've got a lane closed on the exit slip road. It's due to repair work at Junction 11, causing some big delays.
This week at Lidl, why not try a taste of the Alps with a wide variety of succulent sausages from £1.69 and explore Lidl's range of traditional German beers from just 99p. This week we're bringing the Alps to you. Visit Lidl to see the full Taste of the Alps range. Guten Appetit. Subject to availability, NI may vary, selected stores.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And now big news about the Full Set Breakfast. Not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days a week. This week, the joy of 6. We are with you from 8 Saturday morning, live from a naval base in Northern Ireland, talking about the Royal Navy Reserve and covering all the big news stories of the day. So you better call Paul Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But this week, Saturday from 8. Be there, attention, and a vast behind. But that's enough about Julia Hartley Brewer.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio and it is just coming up to a time. And that time is time to talk about today's big story. So British Telecom are to separate from their broadband arm, Openreach, and as we speculated earlier, that's all very well, isn't it? But if they want to reconnect with it at any point, then it's going to be probably a minimum £120 charge, plus VAT, plus an engineer's call-out fee, and then BT will have to take the day off work and wait in between 8am and 4pm, only to have that appointment cancelled at the last minute. Now, this is something BT have been pressured into by Ofcom, because BT's broadband rivals, the likes of Sky and TalkTalk and so on, have had in the past to buy access to BT's infrastructure. And BT's infrastructure is crap. To bring us up to speed, but hopefully a speed that's faster than my home BT broadband, of anywhere between just 2.5 megabits per second and nothing, because the error light has come on again, is our appallingly slow broadband correspondent, Cornelius. Hello, Cornelius. Hello there.
Hello, John.
Ah, you're speaking via broadband then, are we?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
You're right. When I said appallingly slow broadband correspondent Cornelius, by the way, I what I do mean by that is that he's the correspondent re-appallingly slow broadband, rather than that Cornelius is appallingly slow. Although he is. Cornelius, can
that's correct. No, it's not. It's offensive.
Cornelius, can you... Yeah, what's that? You know, like on television, when you see someone interviewing a correspondent, there's a sort of satellite delay. You're probably familiar with that. You often see the reporter who's out in the field awkwardly standing there. Just well, you've heard the question on the television, and the presenter said it, and then the reporter just stands there awkwardly, sort of nodding a bit, and then there's like an age before they talk. That's a satellite delay. So what we're doing here, we thought what we'd do is talk. Cornelius is outside in via BT broadband, so obviously he's now only really heard the first sentence I said because of the delay, because BT broadband is crap. So hopefully he'll hear this in a minute. Cornelius?
Sweden, 7 points.
Right. So, Cornelius, what can you tell? What's the latest on this story now? Because we know that it's been years of complaints from BT rivals, of course, who have to pay access fees to use BT's infrastructure, which they say isn't very good. How will Openreach farming itself off from BT help this situation in any way?
Yes, John. Well, basically, BT have reached an agreement with Ofcom, who are the UK media regulator that sad people who love to moan like to complain to about this show. And BT... BT...
Hello? Sorry, it's a difficult broadband lag here going on. You'd think, wouldn't you, though, that Ofcom would be quite busy dealing with all that stuff about this show and Julia's, rather than not have time to organise the telecom deal. So just there's another lag here while the BT broadband carries my words to Cornelius.
Yes, that's absolutely correct, John. You're completely... But they will become legally separate from BT. Ofcom has dropped its threat to call in the European regulators to force their hand.
Right. Thanks, Cornelius.
Love you.
And the lines dropped there because we were using BT broadband. In the next half an hour of the programme, we will be bringing you today's roundup of showbiz from Reese. He's a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. So that's why he's rounding it up. That's Reese. He'll be with us. If you've got a reaction to the BT broadband story, of course, do please let us know. 87222 is the number. You can start your message with the word talk or use @talkradio on Twitter. Start your message with any word you like. It's exactly 1:30. Tani's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. David Cameron's apparently been caught on video criticising plans to raise national insurance for the self-employed. According to a professional lip reader, the former Prime Minister said the hike broke a manifesto pledge and called it stupidity. Labour has accused Theresa May of a partial U-turn by delaying a vote on the increase. Sky's political correspondent Darren McCaffrey says the issue is proving highly controversial.
What it is a reminder of just what a sensitive subject this has become
for the government. And actually, that even when you have got little opposition from Labour at the moment, a governing party, even in the position that Theresa May is in, can essentially muck up.
Mars is warning the price of chocolate and other goods could increase by almost a third. The confectioners blaming the cost of trade barriers once the UK leaves the EU. As you've been hearing, Openreach is to become a distinct company. BT has agreed to legally separate from the division, which looks after most of the pipes and cables that connects UK homes and businesses to the broadband and phone network. The regulator ordered the split following competition concerns. Ofcom's chief executive, Sharon White, says it'll make a real difference.
Legal separation brings benefits of greater independence, a focus on all customers, not just BT. And most importantly, we can start this very quickly.
The Education Secretary has been hackled by head teachers after claiming grammar schools helped to close the attainment gap between well-off and poorer children. Justine Greening has been addressing the Association of School and College Leaders in Birmingham. And ITV has scrapped its period drama The Halcyon after just one series. The show, which is set in 1940 and starred former EastEnders actress Cara Toynton and Steve McIntosh and Olivia Williams, was seen as a replacement for Downton Abbey. The broadcaster says it's proud of what it achieved, but it sometimes has to make tough decisions. The weather...
Well, it's their own fault for putting David Williams in it.
Oh, dear.
The weather.
Some rain for the northwest, with the best of any bright spells in the east. Cloudy but mild right across the UK with the high 14 degrees. And there is more news in half an hour.
Yes, there is. It is. Could you just... You say some rain. Could you put a number on that for me? Between 1 and 10?
About six.
Six rain later.
Okay. Six rain.
Thank you.
Yeah.
In half an hour, Tanya will still be here. I mean, she'll go out to the office in the meantime.
But she won't still be here in the studio.
No, God, no. But then she'll be back. But she will be clutching your made-up news story for today's headline hijack, of course. That's what we invite you to do now. Mm. The lines are open for that. If you'd like your lie, your news fakery, shoved into Tanya and then regurgitated by her at 2 o'clock, then... 8722 is the
start
number.
Start a message with the word
talk. That's already on Twitter.
Start a message with any word you'd like.
And you will hear her authoritative mouth say your lie as fact. Ooh. At 2 o'clock. We call it Headline Hijack. Tiny, thank you very much.
You're very
We'll get through
well.
Some of them next on Talk Radio. Jerry.
You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. Yes, it's just coming up to the time, slightly after the time I last told you. When I last told you the time. Now, before we get some of your reactions on that big story, I should remind you that also coming up today is the end of the week quiz. Now, that is our brand loyalty testing, well, quiz. What it is three bits of the show that have happened this week. There are clips. You simply have to tell us what happened next. You can win some meat. Can you? I think we said that last week, probably, just because we knew it'd annoy Cass. You can choose from chicken, beef, or lamb. Okay? If you'd like to enter, here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word.
And then put hashtag meat or...
Hashtag meat?
I don't know. And then you could get on the list, and then Cass will call you back. To say, do you want to play that quiz? And then you'll go, yes, I do. I'd like to win the meat. And then Cass will go, meat. And you go, why are you calling me mate? No, she's trying to say meat because she's northern and you don't understand. That's what it is. We'll translate anything she says to you because she's from Hull. Now, that's happening. End of the week quiz. We're going to bring you hot guest action as well just after 2 o'clock this afternoon as comedian Wendy Wason will be joining us, comedian and actress. She was once Woman in Lift. In one episode of The IT Crowd, so we'll find out all about that. And Cornelius will also be in the lift later, reading out your haters' text and tweet. If you hate me, personally, at JohnHolmes1 on Twitter for your hate, or you can hate us at Talk Radio, start your message with some hate, or you can tweet some, text some hate to 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Then put some hate. And Cornelius will read that out live from the lift as it travels downwards through the building. It's the Friday feature we call Condescending, and we'll bring you live music towards the end of the programme. Cornelius, some reactions have
been coming
in.
Lots coming in. John, does this internet mean that the BT deal, does this mean that the internet in the talk radio building will change, as asked Nathaniel? No, we're not. We don't use BT internet here. What we use is Krushnev Finest Narrow Brand, one of Bosnia's top communication companies. Yep. They provide our internet. They bring it over by the barrel full.
Yes, they do.
Each year, I think.
Well,
how many are we on?
Well,
three barrels a year at the moment.
Yes, it is. It's very slow. But the reason our internet in this building doesn't work, it's very simple. What it is that we are not... We are in the centre of London, but because we've got this cheap Bosnian deal, we're not near enough we're not on the direct main. We're not on the main internet. So what we have to do, and I've seen them do it, there's a couple of engineers downstairs who have to walk 20 miles to the nearest internet standpipe.
Mm.
Right?
Fill up the barrels.
Well, they bring them back. It's a basket.
Mm.
And they go down to the internet standpipe, 20 miles away. They walk in early in the morning, barefoot. They have to walk all the way back to the village where we live, here at Talk Radio, right, with some internet in the basket on their head. Okay, and it runs out. People try to use it as soon as they arrive. People crowd round to try and use it. And the problem is, of course, what it does is it runs out really quickly. So then what happens? Someone else has to walk 20 miles to the internet standpipe, walk back barefoot, walk back again with the internet in the basket on their head.
And what happens? They do have shoes, but we make them do it barefoot.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Anyway, or we could just, you know, pay for proper internet, but no one will.
Mm.
Go on.
John, there's nothing more I enjoy than an open reach. That's coming from this person, but we're not going to say their name out loud.
Not for legal reasons, yes. And anyway, I haven't seen him for a while. Right, so it's... It's headline hijack, isn't it? Yeah. Your made-up news stories, one of which will be in the news at 2 o'clock. But we'd like it to be yours, please. There to confuse the people who aren't listening to this bit. As you know, the data indicate that this is lunchtime between 1 and 2 in the day. People pop out for lunch, so they're not listening to the radio. You are, so you know what we're planning. Just after 2 o'clock, Tani will say a news. One of the news will be a lie. It needs to be yours. Get it to us. Here's what's been coming in so far. What have you got, Con?
This is from Jenny Mack, who says the residents of Winchester have been told to stay indoors after a guacamole has escaped from the Winchester Zoological Park. The Mexican green creature escaped when some South American bandits tried to poach the animal last night. If anyone sees the animal, they're being urged to call 999 immediately and not to approach it.
Okay.
It's very dangerous.
All right, this has come in from Talk Radio's PR department, which means it's anonymous. We can exclusively announce that next Friday's Talk Radio's very own George Galloway will be completing a 24-hour broadcasting marathon on the station to raise money for the charity Communists Against Israel. The broadcast will see the presenter co-host across the schedule with all the normal presenters before
I look forward to that.
Yeah,
that'll be fun.
Yeah, won't it? Before a live show from the O2 Arena featuring every single remaining housemate from the series that he was on Celebrity Big Brother. And as a finale, he will, of course, dress in a catsuit and lap milk from the lap of the actress Rula Lenska. So that's something to look forward to. And that's a headline hijack that's come in from the actress Rula Lenska.
Well done for putting the word remaining there. Very... Because one of them died, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah, Pete Burns.
Oh, from Dead or Alive?
Yes.
Just dead now.
Yeah, well, very good.
Okay. What have you got there?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Right, if you've got anything to send to us, well, you know, do it. 87222.
Start your message with the
That's what radio on Twitter.
I am so hungover.
Yeah. Next, we will talk to a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz about showbiz. You're listening to Talk Radio. It's a Friday afternoon. Ollie, press me a button.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
At Jet2 Holidays, we want to help you get this summer sorted. With just a £60 deposit, you can book your next family holiday right now. Don't miss out on free child places and amazing family rooms too.
So if you want to enjoy great destinations, 2 to 5-star hotels and great value for money, book now with Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Atoll protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Will you find a fiver, a tenner, a 20, or even a crisp 50 in your copy of The Sun tomorrow? That's right, cash. Yes, real banknotes inside the paper. That should put a spring in your step. Pick up your copy of The Sun tomorrow. It pays to read The Sun. Terms and conditions apply.
You're the backbone of our business. Strong, reliable, plus you look great. And you're really well built.
Oh, cheers, Steve.
Not you, Terry.
The Renault Traffic with 4 years 0% APR, servicing roadside assistance up to 4 years warranty and 3 Watt van awards. Make it part of your team. Visit a Renault Pro Plus specialist dealer to find out more. Business users and participating dealers only. Minimum deposit of 20%. Renault Finance hire purchase. Register by 31st of March. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Oh, look, it's a postcard from Steve and Lou. Having a wonderful time in Ibiza. Very hot. Wish you were here. And happy birthday, Mike. Best wishes. And if you get poorly, get well soon. All the best, SNL.
Like getting your money's worth? Enjoy the delicious 99p mayo chicken. Part of the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In March, we've got 65mm Class B engineering bricks for only 25 pence each ex-vat. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, you can find essential information and services about selling overseas through the government's website for exporters. Find the right information and help to grow your business. Visit great.gov.uk.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £62 million jackpot and 2 guaranteed UK millionaires. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
On the M69 at the moment through Warwickshire, one lane's closed off. It's due to a broken down vehicle going northbound between the M6 at Junction 2 and Junction 1 there at Hinckley and then Eaton. But traffic seems to be moving fairly well. You'll also find in Buckinghamshire on the M40 London bound, one lane's closed due to a broken down vehicle between Junction 2 and Junction 1A. And through Gloucestershire on the M5 southbound, the entry slip road with a lane closed off due to a broken down lorry at Junction 13. I'm Poonam Verma.
This week at Lidl, why not try a taste of the Alps? With a wide variety of succulent sausages from £1.69. And explore Lidl's range of traditional German beers from just 99p. This week we're bringing the Alps to you. Visit Lidl to see the full taste of the Alps range. Guten Appetit! Subject to availability, NI may vary, selected stores.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The news! Well, that's what we're talking about, isn't it? Of course, it's very, very complicated. But what's happened is, of course, Theresa May has said increases for the self-employed. You know, in the budget that Philip Hammond, he said, oh, there's going to be an increase in the self-employed. That's not very fair, is it? Because we don't get sick pay or holiday pay or bank holiday or any of the benefits. And he's going, yeah, but you've got to pay the same national insurance as the poor people that do get all
that. Stupid. The good thing about being self-employed is that you just don't have to pay tax.
Cornelius, only time. This is going to get you into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, but Cornelius isn't my actual name.
I know, sure, I know. But you are...
I broadcast under
yeah, so you don't
name.
Have to pay tax, I know.
Yeah.
Right?
So that's the joy of it.
Yes, yes. I mean, yeah, you're right.
You were the one who told me to do it.
That's why I broadcast under the name Jimmy Carr. Shut up. Anyway, there's... Theresa May is appearing to sort of do a little bit of a U-turn. It's beginning to go back on itself, a bit like Cassie's uterus. And in many ways, it...
you can hear her shouting down the mic.
That was possibly a conversation that we had in the office that she didn't want me to say on the radio, I don't know. Anyway, so... So that's in the news. Anyway, the news is quite complicated, isn't it, Cornelius?
I can't get my uterus around
it. Well,
it's a bit shaped.
Oh dear. Anyway, what we do is we take the news and we put it through the medium of Japanese poetry, 5 syllables. Get your top. Cass.
Just play the haiku.
Cass.
Yes.
We're all laughing too much to speak now.
You should have kept it to yourself.
It's the news in haikus.
Kidman clapped weird, so she didn't damage her ring. A bit personal.
The news in haikus. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am, for tax purposes, Jimmy Carr. Us now, because it's Friday and we always look forward to the arrival of Reese, partly because, you know, it's Reese, but mainly because he reminds us that it is Friday. He brings us showbiz. He works for Talksport. He's got no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, but it is his job to round it all up for us. Hello, Reese.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Happy Friday to you.
And to you.
Yeah. What exciting, newsworthy titbits do you have for us today?
We've got Beyonce hitting bikes, the reason Nicole Kidman can't clap, and Atomic Kitten getting bottled off stage.
Great news. Where are we going to start?
With Beyonce, apparently the Formation singer, this is according to reports, I thought I'd read it out word for word, yeah, has been working out like crazy, reportedly hitting the bikes almost every day. I don't know how that's going to help her get in shape.
Is this a new sort of celebrity fitness fad? You just go around hitting bikes?
Yeah, you just go around giving bikes a belt, and like... She's clearly staying on her grind... with her fitness, but is it safe? So is she grinding the bikes? Is she hitting the bikes? We know she's pregnant.
Yeah.
So this is, you know, if I know anything about pregnant women, is they like to hit things.
Is this, do you speak from personal experience?
I'm not brave enough to say.
Okay, fine, because she will be listening, won't she?
She certainly will.
Yep, fair enough then. Moving on.
She's reportedly been attending spin classes all over LA, and this is according to Us Weekly. She's been taking a class almost every day, an insider has said.
Yes.
An insider.
Oh,
now.
So one of her babies has said this.
Well, that would be an insider.
Yes.
In fact, it's insider.
Yes.
So...
So, yeah. But also, to be fair, you know when it's always a source?
Yep.
Close to?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can be close to.
Certainly.
But if you're inside...
Yeah.
Then that's closer still.
You can't get any closer than that.
So I'm guessing the Beyonce's insider is one of her babies that's now leaking stories,
mm-hmm,
right, out of her, to the mm-hmm, dripping them to the media, mm-hmm, if you will, or even if you won't.
I'm trying not to laugh at the use of the term leaking.
Okay, just move on from that. so that could be it.
Definitely. I think Beyonce's kids are trying to get themselves, you know, in the spotlight already.
Well,
you know, pre-birth.
Well, they need to train, don't they?
They've probably got, like, 4 million Twitter followers already.
Yeah, yeah. Tweeting inside a womb is, yeah, possibly, you know, the next celebrity Because they do it from... people have live tweeted their own birth, the child's coming out. So that's all been done by celebrities.
Definitely.
So it's the next logical step. But it would make sense that if an insider has leaked this story of Beyonce hitting bikes, who's going to know better than one of the twins?
This is very true. This is very true.
So was she a keen cyclist? Do we know anything about Beyonce's fitness regime prior to this? Or is this all we seem to know?
There's lots of it. And apparently Kelly Rowland was there as well, just because...
Now remind me what that is.
She's the other Destiny's Child, not the non-famous one, the slightly more famous one, but not Beyonce, other one.
Okay, so is she also hitting the bikes?
She is also hitting bikes with her.
And is she also grinding?
Possibly.
Yes.
An insider would tell, but we don't know if there's anything inside Kelly Rowland.
Because she's not famous enough to be celebrity fodder like Beyonce is.
Exactly.
Right, now, it's curious, the world of celebrity and how it works, isn't it? And I always appreciate your laser-guided insight into that world on a Friday.
Thank you.
It's what we all look forward to. All right, Beyonce's hitting some cycling equipment. What next?
Nicole Kidman can't clap.
Oscars.
Yes, this was from the Oscars the other week. She was seen clapping in a weird way. Apparently, it's because she didn't want to damage her giant ring.
Yeah, we read that.
Yes.
Yeah. Because she was hitting the base of her... The top of her wrist together rather than her palm.
She was clapping with her wrists, which led a lot of people to ask. She gave the following quotes, which are awful. It was really awkward, and I was like, gosh, I really want to clap. This is news, apparently.
Yeah.
This is... Oh, man. I didn't want to not be clapping, which would be worse, right? People would ask, why isn't Nicole clapping? So, therefore, I'm clapping, but it was really difficult because I had a huge ring on, which wasn't my... And then I lost interest.
Okay, fine. As have I. But, why did it... Because I'm not a ring wearer. I mean, I have a wedding ring, but I don't have a... Mm-hmm. You know, I don't... But the ring that she was wearing, presumably the decoration part of the ring, if you like, is normally on the top of the ring, i.e. worn above the hand.
Yes.
And underneath it's just the band of the ring. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any ring knowledge going on here, but that's as far as I see. And I have seen a picture of Nicole's ring. Right? I did have to Google it. you're right, it was kind of a big bit of ornament on the top of it. But the part... underneath the hand where the clapping happens was just a normal band of a ring. So I don't necessarily buy her explanation.
No, I don't either. I think she's just been caught out and is making excuses.
Yeah, because I'm wearing a ring now, right? And I can go...
So have I. Yeah, I've got a wedding ring on.
I'm just lonely.
You're wearing some Swarovski costume jewellery, that's fine. and it's but it's not stopping me clapping. You're right, it isn't. So I don't understand. Unless she is one of those people who just claps with the back of their hands, and she can, it could be the other. So it doesn't ring true. I was hearing another story about whether there was talk of her being bitten by a radioactive seal.
Oh, yes.
On a visit to SeaWorld in Florida. And we mentioned this yesterday briefly, but that she was perhaps gaining the powers of a seal.
Seal, yeah.
And that
makes sense.
I don't know, because apparently now she'll only eat raw fish as well, and her next role is not a film one, but she's just going to jump through a hoop and then honk her to keep her.
I'm beginning to see a picture forming here, definitely.
And there is a big question. Do, by the way, get in touch with us this afternoon. Should Nicole Kidman be allowed to swim back to the open ocean, or should she be kept in captivity? Is it cruel to keep Nicole Kidman... Or a fish-based actress, Carrie Fisher, for instance.
Yep, true.
Daryl Hannah, when she was in Splash. Is it right to keep them in captivity? I mean, it's an ethical question in many ways.
It certainly
Carrie Fisher, of course, died. You know, when she was caught up in that tuna net.
Yep.
So you know, it's an ethical and a moral issue as far as I can see. So, what do you think? Clapping like an idiot, making an excuse?
Clapping like an idiot, making an excuse. She's definitely been caught out there. Right. Definitely been caught out. There's no way that it would in any way compromise the integrity of the ring to clap in that way.
Yeah, because the ring, as I say, the ornamental part of it.
Yeah, unless she sort of claps with her knuckles and this time clapped with her wrist, and no one has told her that you do it with the old palms.
Yeah. You know, if someone had told me, I don't know, years ago, that one day I'd spend 5 minutes discussing how the actress Nicole Kidman claps, I would have gone into a different industry.
Yeah, no, that's a fair comment.
That's fair, isn't it? Where are we going to go next?
Atomic Kitten getting bottled.
Great
news. They were forced off stage by gig-goers. Yeah. It was Natasha and Kerry Katona. I'm not sure where the other one was.
Hang on though, presumably you only go to an Atomic Kitten gig to throw stuff.
To throw stuff.
No, don't do that.
Why would anyone, you're not going to go to hear their song, are you? Well, I suppose the one about the hole again was alright. I quite like that one. But other than that, was there another one? No, see? So, apart when they've done Hole Again, which
they
is one
covered
that,
a Blondie song, didn't they?
That's, not, high,
that's not even theirs. So, once they've done the one about the hole, which we like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do the one about the hole, then once they've done it, throw things, because you don't
They just want them off, they just want the next act on. Like they were lobbing bottles and dinner at them, and then...
Dinner?
They were lobbing their dinner at them.
Was it a restaurant gig? Like sort of a...
It was at the engine shed, but I think I read the report wrong. I think it's in an engine shed. Because it's Atomic Kitten. I mean, why wouldn't they be playing in an engine shed?
It makes sense. So it's not all of Atomic?
No, it's two-thirds.
Right.
Or there was a fourth one.
Was there?
Yeah, I think Kerry was the fourth. Or am I thinking of Sugar Babes? I don't know.
Sugar Babes. I think...
Sugar Babes is about 25 of them in here.
Yeah. Yeah, and now Sugar Babes is still a thing, but the original Sugar Babes have reformed under a different name.
So it's like a sugar substitute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is healthier, really, isn't
it? So there could be potential health problems that we don't know about.
That's true, yeah.
Like listening to the music.
Yeah, gives you diabetes.
Yep.
So what... Alright, so Atomic Kitten got bottled, and what, any fallout consequence of this, or they're alright, I presume, are they?
The lads got chucked out, and please book us for more gigs.
Right.
I think I read that Kerry Katona was, as they were coming up, just hitting the bottle when they were coming up. That's what I heard.
That's not like her.
Yeah, she's just hitting the bottle.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yep.
Also, of course, she can't clap either because of the Iceland prawn ring that she flogs on television, isn't it?
She wears
to advertise Iceland. You know, she used to on telly. She wears Iceland flans and stuff on her. Anything get from Iceland, Kerry Katona will wear as jewellery.
I've heard this, yeah. I have heard this.
And she can't clap because she's got a prawn ring.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks, Reese. That's the that's a round of showbiz right there, isn't it? Hey, that's how you do showbiz, Paul Ross. Yeah, in the mornings. Reese, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
A man from TalkSport with no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, rounding up the showbiz for us. There is the small matter, before we go to the news, of leaping ahead to the news, because, of course, we need to find out who's got today's made-up news story in it through the medium of headline hijack. So, made-up news stories, there is one. It will be read out by Tanya as fact in the next bulletin, which is coming up very shortly. Indeed, and it is called Headline Hijack. Cornelius, who is the victor?
It is Leanna.
Leanna. Where's Leanna from?
Scotland.
Scotland. Any more specific than that? No.
Yes.
Oh.
Edinburgh.
Okay. Leanna is in Edinburgh, Scotland. She or he has got her or his or made up news story in the news, which is next. After that, we will be talking to our guest today, the comedian Wendy Wassell. I said that wrong. Is here. She's going to be talking to us. She's here to flog something, Reese. That's what it is. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. That's what it is, basically. We're not messing about here. That's what it is. Also on the programme today, live music as we drag a busker in off the streets and make them perform live for us, thereby losing the money away from their pitch. The end of the week quiz as well. And, of course, don't forget, it's Some Request Friday. You can request speeches and talks. All of that on the way before 4 o'clock. I'm John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Nana's Magic Soup.
I'm looking after my grandson today. He's not feeling well and my daughter's at work. He's in the other room, lying on the sofa, feeling sorry for himself. Poor little thing. So I'm cooking something to make him feel better. It's lots of stuff he doesn't normally like. Carrots, onions, peppers. Until I put them all in the blender, add some coconut milk, and turn them into a bowl of Nana's Magic Soup.
Thanks, Nana.
You're very welcome, my love.
Find Nana's Magic Soup recipe online or in-store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
There's too much pressure in our lives these days. Like making sure your phone doesn't run out of battery. Ah, I'm at 3%. So when it comes to selling your car, try WeBuyAnyCar.com. Our branch staff are there to make life easy. There's no pressure. You can choose to sell or not to sell. Could someone charge me up quick? To sell your car quickly and easily, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Fanbuster now on. Ready Mix Joint Filler, 15 kilograms, just £8.33 a tub. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade Point members only.
Trade Point!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio.
Just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes, and Tani's got the news right now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, was Cameron caught on camera slamming government over tax hike? Plus, Trump's UK trip delayed until autumn, and find out American scientists' theories on aliens.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. David Cameron's apparently been caught on camera accusing the Tories of stupidity for breaking a manifesto promise. The Chancellor announced plans to raise national insurance for the self-employed this week, despite the Conservatives promising not to increase the tax in 2015. Shadow Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Peter Dowd, has told Talk Radio the government is in disarray.
The bottom line is the government have got themselves into a mess on this. They promised they weren't going to do it in the manifesto. They did it, thought it slipped through and no one noticed, and everybody did notice it, basically, and it's just an own goal.
Donald Trump's state visit to the UK is unlikely to take place until October at the earliest. The King of Spain's official trip will be in June, and there are only 2 state visits a year. British Cycling admits it didn't show enough care and attention to its athletes and staff, and instead focused on winning medals. The organisation's been responding to a draft report into claims of bullying and sexism. It says it disagrees with the factual accuracy of some points, but is embracing any recommendations. The Education Secretary has been heckled by head teachers after saying grammar schools help close the attainment gap between poorer and better-off children. Justine Greening's been speaking at the Association of School and College Leaders Conference in Birmingham. Some members shouted rubbish, while one asked why government policy on grammars flies in the face of evidence about social mobility. And American scientists have a theory that mysterious flashes of energy in distant galaxies might be evidence of very advanced aliens. They think the so-called fast radio bursts could be interstellar spacecraft powering up for travel. Fewer than 2 dozen of these flashes have been detected by the world's largest radio telescopes, and their origin remains unknown.
Say that again, I wasn't listening, but I got excited by the end bit.
Fewer than 2 dozen of these flashes have been detected by the world's largest radio telescopes, and their origin remains unknown.
Unknown. So what sort of flashes are they?
Just sort of, they're called fast radio bursts, apparently.
Have you heard of the WOW signal?
No.
That was in the...
Was it the 80s?
I mean, there was a telescope somewhere that was just, you know, taking data as it, and then there was suddenly a thing, an anomaly occurred, which they've never explained.
Yeah.
And the guy in charge who was watching the data come in just grabbed the printout of this data because it was totally man-made or, you know, synthetic of something coming from space, like a proper message.
Yeah.
And he wrote WOW next to it.
Wow.
And that's known as the WOW signal. And they've been looking for it at the same frequency all this time, but they've never redetected it. So they don't still government than what it was.
That's amazing.
Isn't it interesting?
And that that last story is not fake news.
No, absolutely. That's very good. All right, Tony, thank you. You've got to do the weather, have you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Weathery thing, weathery jingle.
Talk Radio, national weather.
There you go.
Well, there is some rain for the northwest. The best of any bright spells today, though, will be in the east. Pretty cloudy but mild out there with a high 14 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed, though.
You're very welcome.
Mm. Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Man City boss Pep Guardiola has been named as Premier League Manager of the Month. City are third in the table, having won four out of their last five. The Player of the Month is Tottenham striker Harry Kane, and his manager Maurizio Pochettino says the award is well deserved. The forward has scored six in four games in the top flight, including a hat-trick against Stoke. Pochettino hopes his form continues.
He's playing very well. He's scoring goals. Yeah, fantastic for the team, fantastic for him. I think he's playing well and fully deserve the trophy.
On to tonight's action. Brighton can go level with Sky Bet Championship leaders Newcastle and 9 points clear of third place Huddersfield. They play Derby at the Amex. Finally, rugby. Ireland can put pressure on their Six Nations title rivals this evening. They'd go top above champions and leaders England by beating Wales in Cardiff. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Yes, Ben, thank you very much indeed.
And finally, a survey has revealed up to 3 in 5 people find their own funerals disappointing. Questionnaires were completed by 100 people who'd recently gone to their own funeral, with some of the complaints including boring speeches, a disappointing buffet, and no one turning up.
Thank you, Tanya there. Ben with the pre-recorded sports and Tanya with the pre-recorded news. It was live, you see right here. Good. In the next bit of the programme then, we will have hot guest action and we'll bring you an end of the week quiz. After that, we will have work experience punditry. Josh is in today to talk new films. We tell him it's a leg up into the media. The truth is, it's not. We simply just don't have to pay him. All on the way, it's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Slightly ahead of that, though, it is, of course, Some Request Friday. Now, here's how it works. Over on Radio 2, Simon Mayo will, of course, bring you all Request Friday. Now, we can't use the word all because Simon Mayo personally owns the copyright on it. So, and each time we use it, we have to pay him. So, we also can't play music. So what we do is we bring you speeches and talks by way of requests and dedications, because we are a speech and talk radio station. That is what our licence dictates. So if you would like a speech or a talk played for a loved one, then get in touch. We'll dig it out of the archive and we'll play it for you. It's as simple as that. It's what we do on Some Request Friday. Here's one that's coming right here. Dear John, Con, Tanya, Cass, the bloke who's sitting in for Chloe, Phil Jelly, Bob Mills, the Knights Templar, a Sandal, Malcolm, Beauty and the Beast. Please could you, that's the whole team, please could you play a speech for me today as I am smashing up a picnic bench for children in need, which is on the way in November. I would love to get into the destructive mood by listening to George Osborne's Autumn Statement from November 2011, of course, in Budget Week. What better speech to hear than that? Excellent. Get you in the mood for the weekend. This is an absolute classic, of course. And we're playing this. Many thanks, George, in Galloway. So here it is for George. It's another George Osborne's Autumn Statement from November 2011.
Let me start by placing squarely before the House of Commons and the British public the economic situation facing our country. Much of Europe now appears to be heading into a recession caused by a chronic lack of confidence in the ability of countries to deal with their debt. We will do whatever it takes to protect Britain from this debt storm while doing all we can to build the foundations of future growth. Today we set out how we will do that, by demonstrating that this country has the will to live within its means and keep interest rates low. Yeah. By acting to stimulate the supply of money and credit to make sure those low interest rates are passed on to families and businesses.
Oh, that was what a banging get you in the mood for the weekend. I mean, if there's a speech or a talk that you want to get in the party mood with, then it's none other than George Osborne's autumn statement from November 2011. That's playing that for George in Galloway, who is smashing up a picnic bench this afternoon. Whatever you're doing, do get in touch. Let us know. We can play you a speech or a talk. We'll drag it out of the archive. Of course, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
So we promised you hot guest action, and that's exactly what we're going to deliver. That's right, it's Friday's PR exercise, dressed up as an interview, and we welcome the actress and comedian. I'm going to say an actress who once excelled as dealer in a year 2000 episode of Taggart.
Oh, you're harsh. That's harsh. You can start somewhere.
Someone, for me, who will always be the definitive, woman in lift in an episode of the IT Crowd in 2006.
See, I was told not to swear. And you're pushing the limit now.
Yeah, yeah. I've done my research. Is it Wasson?
Yes.
Because I've heard both. I've heard Wasson before now.
Have you? Wasson sounds really exotic. You can go wherever you like, John.
Can I?
Yeah. What's in a name?
It's not broadcasting.
What's in a name?
Do you know the? I'm just coming up with a.
Sorry, I can see you thinking.
I am,
it's
because
really
is it what's in a name? And there's a heavy metal artist called Wendy O. Williams.
Right.
Are you aware of her work?
No, I'm not familiar with her oeuvre.
No. Well, allow me to explain her party trick.
I wait with anticipation.
And I don't. What's your middle name?
Anne.
Right, it's not going to work the same way. But anyway,
mother's name. My mother. Not that my mother's self-centred, but she's called me after herself.
Mm.
Sorry, carry on.
Says a lot about
your
family, doesn't it? But
I'm a comedian. That says all about my family.
Wendy O. Williams. Right,
okay.
Her thing on stage, right, was to have a W tattooed on each buttock.
So when she bent over, it said, wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And she used to do that on stage.
I wish I'd been called Wendy Olivia Wason.
Well,
that
I was about to
amazing.
Say. You know, you'd have to have quite a lot of surgery to alter that to an A.
Yeah.
Is all I'm saying. Anyway, just in case you need a gimmick.
Or a lot of yoga.
A lot of yoga. I don't know what that noise was. But anyway, probably the ghost of something telling us to move away from this subject.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Sorry.
Anyway, how the hell are you?
I'm really good.
Good.
I'm great.
So,
it's lovely to be here.
It is lovely to have you here.
And I mean that because I've got three kids and I'm at home. Genuinely mean that.
Yeah, you didn't bring them in?
No.
Catherine Ryan was in the other day.
I love Cathy. She's one of my best friends. I'm seeing her tonight.
She brought Violet in.
Did she?
Yeah.
Violet is hilarious.
Well, isn't it? She introduced the weather and everything.
She's
and the news
brilliant.
And the travelling.
Violet, so my birthday is in a couple of days, and I said to Violet, so my birthday's in a few days, and she went, ah, really, Wendy? Lots of my enemies have birthdays in March. Catherine, I think Violet wants me dead.
Back away. Oh, this is interesting. It's your interview, and we're promoting Catherine
Sorry,
Ryan.
Yeah, look at she's
that.
Amazing. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. What are you? Come on, let's get it out of the way. We
I'm doing a show at Soho Theatre.
In London.
Boom,
London.
Done. 30th, 31st of March, 1st of April. It's going to be hilarious. It's going to be me bitching about my life.
Yep.
There we go.
Yeah. And
done.
I mean, how long is the show?
Oh, no,
go on.
I'm on Doctors. I act as well.
Yes, I know.
I pretty much do whatever they give me a check.
Yeah.
Well, not everything they do give me a check for. Just a check.
Yeah.
If they give me cash, I don't do it.
Yeah.
But I've gone too far. On Doctors on the 17th of March.
Doctors?
Yes.
Now, this is the daytime
show, which has got a total cult following.
Oh, yeah, it has, yeah.
And extraordinarily, the storylines, I read the script and I thought, this can't be right. And the storylines that they cover in the daytime, it's almost like they think, no one's paying attention.
Yeah.
Let's do something really heavy.
What is it?
I can't tell you what it is. It's just horrendous. I sobbed my whole way through the script reading it and then did the job and it was amazing.
When you get a script like that for something like Doctors or Casualty or whatever it might be.
You think, oh, this is going to be blah, 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 blah.
Because am I the one that's going to die? Is it the first thing that's got to go through your head?
Well, I did Midsummer Murders and I nearly died, but I did. John Nettles saved me, obviously, which was very exciting.
That is exciting,
because,
isn't it?
And I kept calling him, what was the
Bergerac.
I kept saying, oh, I can't believe Bergerac saved me. He was like, wrong show.
A lot of retakes of that.
Yeah. Bergerac saved me. Nettles saved you.
Yeah.
But
so in terms of like the Doctors thing, do you have to go and audition for this stuff or do they just got to go, get me Wendy now?
Well, bizarrely, I auditioned for a few bits and pieces and for Doctors, I didn't audition for that one. They just called me up and was like, here's a woman.
We saw you with Bergerac.
Here's a woman with a really sinister background. She can do this part.
Yeah.
So I was a little bit offended, to be honest, when they sent me the script. But it's a delicious bit.
I think that's fair. I offended you when you came in just then.
Did I? Oh, yeah.
Referencing your so it oh, seems only right and proper.
I'm very good at finding offence. I'm a wife.
Yeah.
It's my job.
So you did you say you got three kids?
I've got three kids.
How old are
they? 15, 12 and 5.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right, because I was going to say, there's a bit is that you talk about sex education in your show. Is that right? About with your...
How do you know this?
Come on.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, yeah. I do talk about sex ed, yes.
Yeah. Right, but is this... Because, interestingly, only in the last couple of weeks has we learned from the news is that now four-year-olds are going to start getting sex education at school. But I'm presuming you're talking about your teenager in the...
Yeah, yeah. And we're really open and honest about that kind of thing. I did have a moment where my daughter said to me, we're doing sex ed today, Mummy. We're doing oral sex and anal sex.
Oh.
And... Obviously, my face just looked horrified.
Yes.
And she said, oh, don't worry, we're not actually doing it.
Ah.
Oh, good. And now my mind is at rest. Can I say that? Have I gone too far?
Well, sorry. It's too late now.
There you go. It's important to keep a conversation going with your children, but sometimes...
Well, that's the thing. That's what... Because, you know, that is the level of detail they now go into. That's going to be part of the curriculum, and it's all about kids and relationships, and it's changed since our day, Wendy,
hasn't
it? They know far more because of the internet and the pornography.
Obviously, I'm like 25 years younger than you.
Well, I know. Oh, yeah, that's clear.
Well, I think it's really interesting because I think it's important to tell them that the pornography that they can see online is not actually a documentary. It's pretty much Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's not a real wizarding school, guys. This is fantasy.
Yeah.
And this is some weird person's fantasy that, you know... No one ever in a loving relationship has ever
done
requested
that.
The stuff that I see online.
And everyone's got more than one cup.
Which, you know what I mean? The cup overfloweth in many ways, John.
But in terms of how you sort of... Do you let... Again, I was asking Violet this, right? Catherine Ryan. Again,
what
I
were said, you asking, Violet?
I said, do you watch your mum's stand-up?
Oh,
and she said, I have done, and sometimes it's a bit rude. And I just wonder whether or not the kids have access to your work and how you approach that kind of stuff.
So basically, I've got three kids and I work all the time, so I don't really have time to make stuff up.
Yeah.
So I tell people about my day and then maybe put a punchline on it if you're lucky.
Yeah.
Or we just have a giggle about it. So the kids have seen my stuff, and in the past, they were a little bit, I don't see why that's funny. Yeah, I'll play with my willy. What's your problem, Mom? Why do you tell people that? And now I think they're quite thrilled that I go to work and talk about them because they're the centre of my world. Why
yeah, of course.
I talk
yeah,
about
yeah,
them?
Yeah.
And so they're enamoured with it now. When they were younger, my daughter said to me, why can't you have a proper job like a doctor or a lawyer? And I was kind of like, do you like your dinner? Mummy paid for that. And you're the roof over your head, mate.
And they don't come back with, but if you were a doctor, it would be a bigger roof.
It wouldn't, actually. To be fair, it wouldn't. Comedians probably earn more than doctors do. And we don't have to work as hard. We work 20 minutes a night,
yeah,
mate.
You do, don't you? That's all you do.
Yeah, yeah. I'm lazy.
Yeah. Sure. I don't even know what you're doing here, frankly.
Actually, Bella, she came to me when I was, she came with me one weekend when I was doing a gig. And we were put up in a hotel, and I said, do you want to come to the gig? We can get you backstage, and we can... She was like, no, actually, I'm going to stay in the hotel, and I'm going to order room service. And I was like, oh, cool. And she went, you know, your job's quite a cool job, Mummy. And I said, thank you very much. And she said, yeah. And I said, do you think you'd like to be a stand-up comic when you grow up? And she went, no, I don't think I would. I'd like to be able to afford to buy the things that you consider perks. How's that for a slam?
Wow. There's no coming back from that.
I was like, okay, Mummy's going to go off and just tell some jokes now. Sorry about that, guys.
What did you order on room service? Can you remember? Was it the most expensive thing?
Probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Pepperoni pizza because she knows how to live.
Yeah. It's interesting you talk about sex education, though, because looking through your CV, which I have.
Okay.
But you've played in Coupling. You were a sex shop assistant.
I was a sex shop assistant.
And in something else I forgot the name of, you were, what was the other thing? A sex lecturer.
Oh, God, yeah, I was.
So I just went, there's a theme
developing
here. You found
my niche.
Here. Yeah.
Look how sexy I am. Yeah. I didn't even know. I was a sex lecturer. Oh, my gosh. So I was a sex lecturer in a show with Xander Armstrong. Do you know Xander Armstrong?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I had to lecture to this room. And the room that I was lecturing as a sex lecturer, they'd got all these guys as extras who were like, I was lecturing in a prison. So they'd got all these dodgy looking guys. And they were... you get dodgy looking guys by getting dodgy guys.
Yes.
And they shut the door because they weren't ready for me. So they effectively locked me in a room with like about 150 scary guys while they filmed another shot. And thank goodness I was a stand-up, because as a stand-up, you have to pretend that you're cool and in charge and you don't care about... But it was, I had a moment of going, okay, I'm a little scared, I'm a little scared. But yeah.
Yeah,
that was interesting.
I just see it.
I talk about sex a lot. My show. Yeah. I just think, and it's one of those taboos that you don't really talk about, do you? Like, people are more willing to say how much they earned and how much and who they voted for than how often they have.
Do you
sex.
Find when you do it though, with the does it deliberately, or does it make audiences uncomfortable, or has it changed now because people are more open about stuff when you're doing this stuff on stage?
I don't know. I have a thing where I talk about my children. I don't know if I can say this.
Don't say if it's rude.
It is rude.
Is it?
But there's sort of natural bodily actions that happen to men, often in the mornings.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you can say that.
You can say that. That's
and
fine.
It happens to babies too. And I didn't know if I was doing something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I wasn't going to ask the health visitor because I was kind of like, oh my God.
How's that happened?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's purely natural, don't worry.
Well, I know that now.
Yeah.
I used to think I was really attractive to men, but turns out you just wake up. Anyway. So I talk about that on stage, and it's interesting because lots of younger girls, especially in Dublin, places like Dublin, there are a lot of young girls with babies because there is a law that doesn't allow them to deal with pregnancies that are unexpected.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of young girls in Dublin with babies, and when I gig in Dublin, quite a lot of the stuff I do turns out to be a public information film rather than an actual gig. Okay, so I've done this, and everything's fine. Everything's fine, and everything's normal.
Quickly, everyone, come in and listen. It's the sex lecture from the Alexander Armstrong thing. Listen, we're out of time because
we've talked too long, not at all.
But you know, we've talked, and that's kind of the point of the exercise. So you are at Soho Theatre Thursday. I've got the dates.
Have you?
Thursday
the 3rd.
I know.
Incredible.
Thank you. Thursday the 30th of March to Saturday the 1st of April, 8:45 p.m.
Just talking filth.
Yeah, talking filth like that. website, do you want to point on Twitter website?
www.wendywason.co.uk and follow me on Twitter, Wendy_Wason. The other Wendy Wason gets a little bit cross if you message her.
What does she do?
She's an estate agent in San Francisco.
No wonder, she gets your
stuff.
She's not
big on comedy.
But then again, you know, think about that. So you could sell a lot of houses, make some money there. Your daughter would be happy with that.
I'm sure she would.
Loads of roofs overhead. Wendy, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Good. Right, in the next bit of the programme, if we've got time, we might move it. There's an end-of-the-week quiz. We'll get to it. End-of-the-week quiz coming up. Your brand loyalty to this show, well and truly tested. Later, you can... that'll give you the chance to win some meat, of course. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb. It's a budget thing, Wendy, don't ask.
Meat raffle. How exciting.
Basically, it is. Then there will be all of the text and tweets we've got from the haters this week. Rather than bin them or... report them to the authorities or block them or anything. We give them to Con. This is Con. Hello, Con.
Hello, everyone.
He goes to the lift and he reads them out from the lift live as it travels downwards through the building.
Oh, that's
amazing. We call it condescending.
Hey!
See? Yeah.
Everyone a winner.
Oh, yeah. So that'll be happening. So if you hate me personally or the show, there's still time to get yours in. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And I'm at JohnHolmes1 on Twitter. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am the aforementioned John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
With BMW navigation and Spotify integration as standard, the BMW 1 Series effortlessly combines information and entertainment with outstanding driving pleasure. And now the 5-door BMW 118i M Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £249. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,599 initial rental. 36-month hire agreement. Subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of March and registered by 30th of June. UK only. Guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
When a stroke strikes, the damage spreads like a fire in the brain. When you spot any single one of the signs, think and act fast. F. Face. Has it fallen on one side? A. Arms. Can they raise them? S. Speech. Is it slurred? T. Time to dial 999. The faster you act, the better their chances. So even if you're not sure, act fast. Make the call. Dial 999.
Will City nick it at the death? Will the big man bag another brace? Will the midfield maestro get a straight red? For kicking a ball boy? What are the odds of that? If you reckon you know where a game's heading, bet in play at 10bet.co.uk. You'll get a first deposit bonus of up to £200. And with hundreds of in-play betting markets, when it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and accas only. Please bet responsibly.
Fanbuster now on. Ready Mix Joint Filler. 15 kilograms, just £8.33 a tub. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade Point members only.
Trade Point!
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclay card.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, on the M6 at the moment, northbound through Staffordshire, got one lane closed off due to a broken down vehicle between Junction 11A and Junction 12. You'll also find in Greater Manchester, the M60, one lane's closed off due to a broken down vehicle at Junction 17. That's causing delays back to Junction 16 at Pendlebury at the moment. In Gloucestershire on the M5 southbound, the entry slip road, one lane's closed off due to a broken down lorry at Junction 13. And South Lancashire on the M74, going northbound, partly blocked due to an accident between 13 and 12.
Roll up, roll up. The BT stunning six-day sale is now on. Ladies and gentlemen, we're offering fibre optic unlimited infinity with unlimited UK weekend calls for an amazing £29.49 a month, including line rental, plus £59.99 upfront. And it's just a 12-month contract, saving you over 15%. It comes with the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi versus major broadband providers. But hurry, the BT stunning six-day sale must end Tuesday the 14th of March. Join us today. Visit bt.com/sale to find out more.
Price and content may change. New BT customers, £47.49 per month from month 13. Saving versus previous subscription cost. Calls up to 1 hour to standard UK landlines. Redial to avoid charges. Pay direct debit subject to availability. Minimum line speed and computer spec. Exclusions and terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio and I am John Holmes. And it is time for today's work experience punditry. Work experience punditry, then, as regular listener will know, it's there because of this reason. Our work experiences, if you've got one in your office, you probably get them making the tea, doing the photocopying, you know, sitting there not doing much, being annoying, that sort of thing. Well, ours are exactly like that. However, what we also do is grab them from the office and shove them in front of the microphones to review stuff, just to give them what we tell them is a leg up into the industry, into the media, reaching a helping hand down and pulling them up into broadcasting. That's what we do, because we're nice like that. Truth of the matter is, of course, we only drag them in here because we don't have to pay them. Josh is our regular film one. He's back, it's Friday, he's excited, he's always excited.
Your
he loves
breath of fresh air has arrived.
There he is, see what I mean?
Please, Josh, I have a really bad hangover.
Right, sorry, come. Yeah. Well, you're going to love the films I'm talking about today.
Are we?
Yeah, it's the first one, very deep, very meaningful,
but you always
very
love
powerful.
The films, Josh.
No. This film, I'm going to be honest, it is one of the most uncomfortable films I've ever watched. But interestingly enough, it's also one of the most satisfying films I've ever watched, too.
Have you seen Two Girls, One Cup?
No.
No.
I don't think that's appropriate
to talk about on air, but we'll talk about Denial first.
Okay, fine, let's do
what,
that.
The River?
Maybe The River, but I'm talking more about the movie that was released on January the 27th.
Yes. You know, it's March now, right?
Yes, but it's still in the cinema.
Leave him alone.
No. What I think this is, because every time I come on air, I always say, yeah, it was this film. It's been released a couple months beforehand. John, you know films are in the cinema for a couple of months at a time. They're not just in for a week, but they stay on for a while.
Right, go to the cinema.
Just saying.
Well, this film has been on in the cinema, and I saw it this week on Monday. And as I said, it was one of the most uncomfortable yet also satisfying films I've ever watched. It's about it's a British American historical film based on the book History on Trial: My Day in Court with a Holocaust Survivor. No, not Holocaust survivor, Holocaust denier, sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, completely different. Written by Holocaust professor Deborah Lipstadt. And the film tells a story about the famous case involving her. It's a very famous case. It's Irvin versus Penguin Books Limited case, in which Lipstadt, who is a Holocaust scholar, was sued by Holocaust denial David Irving for libel. And we have a clip.
Okay, here we go.
I think we should argue that David Irving is not a real historian.
Oh, right. Well, we'll be sure to take that on board. Thank you so much.
James.
James is going to talk you through your legal options.
I'm James Lipson. I work with Anthony.
We've spoken.
Yeah. Carry on.
So, normally, there are three routes that any libel defendant can take, okay? So, first of all, you can argue that Irving is misinterpreting the offending words. However, since at one point in your book you say that Irving seems to conceive of himself as continuing Hitler's work, I don't think we can say he's misinterpreting anything.
I don't think we can.
Nor can we take the second route, which would be just to say that the offending words aren't as offensive as Irving makes out.
Oh, we can't take that route.
No, they're offensive.
I hope so. God knows I tried to be.
So really, it does just leave us with this one option.
We call this the atom bomb defense, and that's the one we're going to go for. We plead justification.
So, even if the words are defamatory, they are still nevertheless true.
Quite. Not every word. It doesn't have to be every word. We can get some things wrong, but we do have to prove what we call the sting of the libel. We argue that Irving deliberately subordinated the truth in order to propagate anti-Semitism and gender sympathy for the Third Reich.
I have to say, this sounds brilliant. I haven't seen it yet.
It's brilliant. It is.
Just from that, I like it.
No, it's a very powerful film. It goes through a lot of philosophies, a lot of different kind of conflicting ideas about theme of justice, but also justification. And there was a real dilemma whether to put Holocaust survivors on the stand, because that will allow a platform for them to be kind of cross-examined.
Yeah.
And there's just a load of themes. I can imagine this is going to be the sort of film that is going to be shown in schools, university and colleges up and down the country in a year or two.
Yeah.
Once it's released on DVD, 100%. It is so powerful, but there is a lot of Holocaust imagery. They filmed it partly at Auschwitz itself.
Okay.
So it did make me as a Jewish person feel quite uncomfortable at times.
Yeah.
But then the outcome of this case and seeing Deborah win this was just so satisfying.
Yeah.
Because it also proves that the truth will prevail, history will prevail.
It is interesting, the David Irving thing, you know, because he was...
he still is a scholar. He's still around. Still,
absolutely, yeah, but it did dent him, I think, you know, when the trial happened.
It did.
But it didn't stop him propagating his belief, as it were, did it? I mean,
it didn't. And that's what's quite outstanding about the film, is that these sorts of views are still around today, that you can still... There is so much categorical evidence that the Holocaust existed, that it was a reality. I mean, yes, it's normal to question the numbers of things because the numbers are an estimate, but truth be told, people were killed, and it was one of the worst genocides in human history.
And does the sense of all of that history, as well as the case we're talking about, does the film, and as I say, I haven't seen it yet, and I will, because I really, it sounds fascinating to me, and certainly from that clip.
I mean, I'm shocked I'm reviewing a film that you actually like the sounds of.
This is a first, Josh. But I do, and I wonder, does it have a sense of the history of the genocide itself, or does it focus more on just the case, or does it go into the detail of it?
Well, that's the thing. What Deborah wanted to avoid was putting the Holocaust on trial. And that was this whole kind of justification. Do we put the survivors on the stand? Do we give David Irving a platform to embarrass and criticise the survivors? So it is interesting you say that, because there is this kind of theme of putting the Holocaust on trial, even though they didn't want it to come to that.
But inevitably, that was going to happen, I suppose, to a point,
but they still did avoid it to an extent, because there were depictions of a Holocaust survivor going to Deborah being like, why the hell is this happening, how can you let this happen? The Jewish community was very, very concerned in the film, and you do see this in the film, about the putting the Holocaust on trial.
Yeah.
Because the trial wasn't about that. The trial was a libel case, and it was proving that, or at least depicting in the film, that the Holocaust denier did distort and manipulate history for anti-Semitic purposes.
Okay, stay with us because I know we're going to talk about we're going to talk about other films.
You probably won't love so much, but we'll give it a go.
Yes, right. Josh is with us. He's being enthusiastic about films as ever when he's in on a Friday. It's Work Experience Punditry. Now slightly late with apologies. Here's Tania with the news at just after 2:30 on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. A lip reader thinks he saw David Cameron criticise a broken manifesto pledge not to put up national insurance. The former leader apparently used the word stupidity during a conversation with the Defence Secretary. British Cycling admits it didn't show enough care and attention to its athletes and staff and instead focused on winning medals. Callum Leslie reports.
The sports governing body's responding to a leaked draft report into its culture. It was set up after allegations of sexism and bullying. The findings claim the board sanitised a separate internal report into those accusations. British Cycling says it disagrees with the factual accuracy of some points, but says it's embracing any recommendations that are made.
NHS staff are being told to treat patients showing symptoms of sepsis within an hour to help prevent deaths. NICE, which issues guidance in England and Wales, says the condition should be treated with the same urgency as heart attacks. More than a quarter of a million people contract sepsis in the UK each year, with around 44,000 dying from it. Justine Greening's been heckled during a speech to a teaching union's conference in Birmingham. Head teachers were angry with the Education Secretary's claims about grammar schools helping to boost results for poorer children. A man's been jailed for 4.5 years after starting a fire on a plane travelling from Birmingham to Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt. The crew eventually managed to extinguish the flames in the toilet of a Monarch flight carrying around 200 people in August 2015. 46-year-old John Cox from Kidderminster admitted arson, his motives unknown. And Mars believes a so-called hard Brexit could result in chocolate prices rising by a third. It's warning about what could happen if the UK leaves the EU without a trade deal. The weather, will some rain for the northwest with the best of any bright spells in the east. Very cloudy though, but mild with the high 14 degrees. And there's more news in half an hour.
There is, and there's more in 1 hour, of course, when we bring you Friday's bonus news. Today it is...
It's vegetable news.
Would you like to tease us as to what vegetable might be?
Yes. Potatoes.
Yes.
And carrots.
Yes.
And I'll keep you guessing.
All right, then. And if you want all the latest potato and carrot-based news, then do not go anywhere, because Tania will have that for you in around an hour's time. Thank you, Tania. We're still here with Josh. He's doing films for us, Work Experience Punditry. More on the way in a second.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss.
If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is, yes, and soon someone will win some meat in today's end of the week quiz. But before that, there's more films to get through. He's with us, and he's Work Experience, and he's punditrying the films. We've already talked about Denial, which is still in cinemas, and I'm glad, because I, on the strength of that, and the fact I haven't got around to see it yet, means I've still got a chance, as have you, because it's quite an important film, and you probably should see it. Josh liked it, but then again, that's no sort of barometer, because Josh likes absolutely everything.
Well, I did say it was one of the most uncomfortable films I've ever watched as well, but satisfying, yeah. But that's the closest you're going to get to me not liking it.
Of course it is. Right, where are we going next? I dread to think.
Well, why don't we play a little bit of a guessing game?
Okay.
It's a Disney film released in 1994. It won 2 Golden Globes for Best Motion Picture in a Musical or Comedy and Best Original Score. It also won 2 Academy Awards, again for Best Original Score and Best Original Song for Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Lion King.
Yep, you've got it.
All right. Have we got a clip of it?
Oh, we do.
Of course we do.
Look, Simba, everything the light touches is our kingdom.
Wow.
A king's time as ruler
rises and falls like the sun. One day, Simba, the sun will set on my time here and will rise with you as the new king.
And this will all be mine?
Everything.
Everything the light touches. What about that shadowy place?
That's beyond our borders. You must never go there, Simba.
But I thought a king can do whatever he wants.
Oh, there's more to being king than getting your way all the time.
There's more?
Simba, everything you see exists together in a delicate balance. As king, you need to understand that balance and respect all the creatures, from the crawling ant to the leaping antelope.
Dad, don't we eat the antelope?
Yes, Simba, but let me explain. When we die, our bodies become the grass, and the antelope eat the grass. And so, we are all connected.
Aww. Heartwarming, isn't it?
I've got news for you, Josh, though. That was out in the cinemas a long time ago.
It was, but it's on at 9:45 a.m. and 4:40 p.m. on Sky Disney HD on Saturday.
It's the TV movie of the week.
It is the TV movie of the week.
Also, when I hear that, I haven't seen that for years, but when I, the bit at the beginning, when he's explaining what the land is.
Yeah, the Pride Dance.
It reminds me of Monty Python and the Holy Grail. You know, the scene where he was, "One day, lad, all this will be yours." It's like, curtains. No, not the curtains,
lad. I actually haven't seen Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
What the hell?
I know, but if
you'll love it, Josh.
If you're lucky, I might review it on one of my future reviews. Maybe if you're lucky.
I've never seen The Lion King.
Con!
I need.
Con!
I need.
This is one of
that.
The most loved films of all time.
It's not as good as Monty Python and the Holy Grail. It really isn't, but it's...
No, it's heartwarming. It's lovely. It's got an all-star cast. Matthew Broderick as Simba. Jeremy Irons as Scar. James Earl Jones as Mufasa. I like the name Mufasa. Mufasa. And it's also interesting...
I don't know what just happened. Does anyone else?
I was actually doing Repeat Your Line by Whoopi Goldberg, who stars as one of the hyenas. And Rowan Atkinson is fantastic in his voice as Zazu, the kind of birdy parrot bird thing.
Okay, good.
Bird yeah. servant.
We'll I mean, call but people will be familiar with it, I'm sure. And again, as I say, I haven't seen it, I couldn't tell you how long. But it's one of those films I guess you can just happily revisit time and time again, Josh.
Exactly.
I bet you do, don't you?
When it's on.
Yeah.
I actually, shamedly, don't have a DVD of it.
Don't you?
I don't. But thankfully, it's on Sky Disney HD quite a lot recently. Right. That and The Jungle Book are two animal-themed films that are absolutely amazing from Disney. And the story of The Lion King is just warming. It's a story really coming of age, growing up, taking over what's yours, right? Themes about what's right, what's not. Again, a lot of justice in this, a lot about starvation, the circle of life.
Exactly. It's got Elton John though, hasn't it?
Well, it hasn't got him in it. He just sings a couple of the songs, but Oscar winning songs, may I add. I'm the finger's out.
Your finger is out, isn't it? Right, so final film very quickly.
It is a 1930s classic and one of my favourite films of all time.
Of course it bloody is, yeah.
It's Gone with the Wind.
Here we go, here's a clip of Gone with the Wind.
Oh, please don't go. You can't leave me, please. I'll never forgive you.
I'm not asking you to forgive me. I'll never understand or forgive myself. And if a bullet gets me, so help me, I'll laugh at myself for being an idiot. There's one thing I do know, and that is that I love you, Scarlett. In spite of you and me and the whole silly world going to pieces around us, I love you. Because we're alike, bad lots, both of us. Selfish and shrewd, but able to look things in the eyes and call them by their right names.
Don't hold me like that.
Scarlett, look at me. I love you more than I've ever loved any woman. And I've waited longer for you than I've ever waited for any woman.
Let me alone!
Here's a soldier of the South who loves you, Scarlett. Wants to feel your arms around him. Wants to carry the memory of your kisses into battle with him. Never mind about loving me. You're a woman sending a soldier to his death with a beautiful memory. Scarlett, kiss me. Kiss me.
I'd forgotten how fast they talk in the 1930s, and they don't they sort of
it's melodramatic. It's beautiful. That film is beautiful.
I love you. I love you, Scarlett. I love you because the world has gone silly. I love it. I love it. Send me to death. Send me
it's
to death, Scarlett.
Just got
I'm a shot,
so
I'm a soldier, and I'm
lines.
Going to death because the world has gone silly.
It's just got so many iconic lines. It's unbelievable.
I've never seen it.
Well,
and here's the thing: never will.
Well, it's iconic.
Do you love it, Josh?
as I said, it's one of my favourite movies of all time. But I must emphasise, this was, if you think La La Land is good today, this was the La La Land of 1939, getting a record-breaking 13 nominations and winning eight Oscars. It was record-breaking at the time, and the box office is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, even the budget was over $3 million back in the 1930s, and that is a huge, in that day, it was a monumental budget. It's actually worth, with inflation, $67 million today. That was the budget of it. And it's, I mean, what it grossed, it's estimated to have grossed over $3 billion.
How many times have you seen it?
Profit there.
How many times have I seen it? Yeah. Not that many, because it's a film that I don't like to get out often, because I like to enjoy watching it every time and I don't want to overwatch it.
Like Forrest Gump, you don't want to overwatch that.
Exactly, because these sorts of films, they're iconic, they're special, like they're there to be appreciated. And this cast, I must say, this cast as well, it's got 43 main and supporting characters. Like, it's a humongous cast.
Yeah.
Humongous.
Well, they're all really fat.
I mean, I won't comment on their personal appearance, but I'm here to talk about the characters. I mean, Clark Gable, Rhett Butler, Vivian Leigh, who was, interestingly enough, married to Lawrence, famous British actor Laurence Olivier. Yep. And they tested over 1,000 actresses for the main part to just hire a British actress. So they searched all over America, interviewed over 1,000, screen-tested loads, hundreds of people.
It's not just a film reviews with Josh. It's also facts, and I like that.
Yeah, I like this.
I
like the film economics.
I was inspired because a couple of weeks ago I had a bit of a vague... I came in and I wasn't feeling that well, and I had a bit of a vague review. So I thought, you know what? Recently I'm going to come in, I'm going to Google myself to death and just research everything.
You've nailed it, Josh.
Thank you. Really good today.
Well, the thing is that we always know that we're going to get, you're going to be enthusiastic about it. And that, I think, shines through, Josh, for everyone
listening. Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Because some of the work experience, they're so bad, aren't they? I'm not going to comment on other people,
but we're trying it. Look,
where's the list of them that I've here it is.
As you said, John, you put us in front of the mic on national radio. I remember when I first came in here, I was terrified.
Oh, yeah.
And that was around Christmas, and I was terrified.
Yeah. But look now at what you've become, what we've made you, Josh.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're comfortable, aren't you?
And
there?
In 2 weeks, I'm doing my Disney special, and I am so excited for that. And John is dreading it.
Cancel him.
Yeah, can you pass over that pen?
Yeah, cancel. Right, Josh, thank you very much indeed.
Pleasure, Josh.
As always, Josh.
See you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, if you're lucky. Josh there. He'll be back. And that was today's Work Experience Punditry. And if you'd like to be a Work Experience Pundit... How does that work?
Yeah, just tweet me at Conmend.
There you go. And you can come. You can just come on the show. This is like we're putting it out there now.
We have had an old creepy man. You have to be fairly young to do it, I'd say.
Well, it's sort of work experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Age-ish.
Yeah.
You know, not just a weird stalker or anything.
I'm 22.
Thanks for your input. Right, so there is with these stats again. So, but you can, you know, this is, I don't know how work experience works, but, you know, if you want to come on and... we're just going to say, you can come on national radio and Josh there, that's your yardstick, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right there. That's what you need to enthuse about. You can do film, you can do television, you do music, you do hipster nonsense.
It'd be good as well, because we can bump one of the list ones off.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly that. So, but they're listening to this going, well, is it me? No, it's not you. You're fine. Right, in the next bit, end of the week quiz, where we're giving away some meat. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Take advantage every day with Sky Bet, because the first race is on ours at Cheltenham.
Duvan wins it by a distance, but the rest of the field are celebrating too.
We're offering money back as a free bet if you lose on the first race every day at Cheltenham for new and existing customers. So whether you're pipped at the post or way behind the field, we'll give you your money back as a free bet if you lose every day.
Skybet. That's betting better. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Max refund £20. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
eBay has every kind of part to help your car pass its MOT.
Son, come and have a look at the car. There's a few things I've fixed ahead of its MOT. I've topped up the washer bottle.
Screen wash.
I've replaced the wipers.
Windscreen wipers.
I've sorted the indicators.
Light bulbs.
And press that.
Horns. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of parts and accessories to help you get your car MOT ready. The ultimate pass your MOT first time shop.
So, what can you do in your lunch hour? Eat your lunch, obviously. Do a bit of social networking. Text your partner asking what should we have for tea. Or you could sell your car. Yep, selling your car with WeBuyAnyCar.com is so quick, the average drive time to a branch is less than 15 minutes. You could have sold your car before everyone else has made it back to their desks. Quick, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Right, I need to pick up the kids from school.
Let me.
Are you sure?
No problem. I might as well pick up dinner as well.
Wow. That would
And go and get the dry cleaning. And I could drop those bags off at your mum's.
But you never visit my mum.
Oh, come on. I see her loads. She was at the wedding.
Whatever reasons you find to come back, you'll earn Tesco Club Card points when you fill up at Esso. Many happy returns. Participating sites only. Terms and minimum spend apply. See esso.co.uk for details.
From the director of The Wolverine.
Logan, what did you do?
Charles, the world is not the same as it was.
When darkness falls.
Mutants, they're gone now.
One hope remains.
Who is she?
She's like you.
I am not what you think I am.
And you could have it all.
Now, his time has finally come.
I would find a way.
This is what life looks like. You should take a moment. You still have time.
Logan, in cinemas now. Rated 15.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
We'll do watch out at the moment through the West Midlands on the M6 northbound between junction 5 and 6 at Birmingham. We've got two lanes closed and queuing traffic. It is all due to a broken down vehicle. South Lancashire on the M74 northbound is partly blocked off due to an accident between junctions 13 and junction 12. Traffic seems to be coping fairly well. You'll find the M40 through Oxfordshire going southbound. We've got a lane closed on the exit slip road, again due to a broken down lorry just at junction 9.
Roll up, roll up. The BT stunning six-day sale is now on. Ladies and gentlemen, we're offering fibre optic unlimited infinity with unlimited UK weekend calls for an amazing £29.49 a month, including line rental, plus £59.99 upfront. And it's just a 12-month contract, saving you over 15%. It comes with the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi versus major broadband providers. But hurry, the BT stunning six-day sale must end Tuesday the 14th of March. Join us today. Visit bt.com/sale to find out more.
Price and content may change. New BT customers, £47.49 per month from month 13. Saving versus previous subscription cost. Calls up to 1 hour to standard UK landlines. Read out to avoid charges. Pay direct debit subject to availability. Minimum line speed and computer spec. Exclusions and terms apply.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4pm with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio on a Friday. And as it's Friday, we will bring you our end of the week quiz. As we look back over the shoulder of the week.
Looking back over my shoulder.
It's where we test.
Come on, we can't do this twice in a show.
It's where we test your brand loyalty to this programme. Have you been listening for the past 5 days? If so, it could win you some meat. You can choose from chicken, beef, or lamb, or a box of organic veg. Why?
Because we're not racist.
That's right. We're not racist. So. Three clips of things that have happened over the Over the past 5 days, all you have to do is tell us what happened next. On the phone to play is Nico. Hello, Nico.
Hi, mate. How you doing?
Very good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Good, thank you.
Jolly good, jolly good. Where are you, Nico, and what do you do there?
I'm a barman in South London.
A barman in South London?
Oh, where in South London?
Here we go.
Or a mixologist, more I like to say.
Okay.
Whereabouts in South London?
In Clapham.
Oh, rubbish.
Right, fine.
I just don't live there. I got all excited, but I don't live there.
Oh, you should come along. It's much nicer now.
It's nicer than where Con lives. He lives in Bromley, for God's sake. Right, so, how long have you been hanging on the phone for? Did we get you about half an hour ago, because we've gone to this quite late?
Yeah, I've been here, rocking up about 40 minutes now.
Yeah, sorry about that.
All right, don't worry,
anyway, it's all right, though, because it could get you some meat, Nico, so that's going to be good. Have you been listening to the show all week?
All week. Yeah. Never miss a show.
Of course you don't. That's the right answer as well. Now, what you're going to hear are three clips. Oh, what meat, by the way, would you want? Chicken, beef, lamb, or a box of organic veg, should you score highly enough?
I'm a chicken man all the way.
A chicken man all the way. In that case, a chicken will be yours, as long as you answer the following three questions correctly. Well, as I say, what we have are three clips of stuff that has been happening. So here we go with this week. So we've got to get crack on, because the news is on the way. And for the end of the week quiz, so here we go. So, question number one. We'll start on Monday, Nico, where we had another round of our feature... Oh, hello, what's that?
That's just my son. He's getting really excited, too.
Oh, excellent. Good. This is like that clip off of the internet with the bloke doing the interview and the kids run in. Your chance, as I say, to win some chicken. You can pass some to your child by all means. However, you must get this right. On Monday, we had another round where we asked drunk people their opinions on the week's news. We call it Alcovox Pops. Donald Trump couldn't spell the word hereby. How would you incorrectly spell it?
The copyright logo, W.
Silent K, just like knife.
Hereby. Trump! Trumpy.
Yes, and that's what happens when you ask drunk people for their opinions on the news. We do that every Monday. It's called Alco Vox Pops. But when asked what Louis Tomlinson, who is a man off of One Direction, following his arrest, should be done for, what did a drunk man say? Did he A, Nico, say crimes against music? Did he say B, insider trading? Or did he say C, Richard Gearing a hamster?
He said A, because I fully agreed with him and my wife went mad.
Okay, let's find out. Crimes against music.
For crimes against music.
Is the right answer. Yeah. Very good. Here comes question number two for you. On Tuesday, we had hot guest action in the shape of the comedian Tony Law. Here he is talking about his trampolining career.
Because I wasn't a beautiful trampolinist. That's why I use, I was a maverick, though.
Yeah.
I was the first guy. A lot of people don't know this. I was the first guy to ever drop to his knees and stand up again.
That's good.
Yeah.
I
blew the whole sport wide open. Because people just like, what? What did he do? Why? Families couldn't even meet around, Christmas time. They couldn't. It broke families up.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard of divorces because people, that ain't trampolining. And other people going, I don't know, I think it freshens it up.
That was Tony Law talking about his trampolining career. But what was Tony Law's one message about science, Nico? Was it A, without science, we wouldn't have assistant producer Cass, who is sewn together, Frankenstein-like, to form a monster made from bits of old misery? Did he say B, we asked you can give up on science, science will never give up on you? Or C, science is responsible for the nightly show on ITV?
He went for B.
Let's find out.
Science will never give up on you.
I gave up on science when I was younger, Science never gives up on us. And that's the only message I have.
There it is. Of course, you got it right. Here's final question then. The chicken, you're getting closer to the chicken. You're 2 points closer to the 3-point chicken. And yesterday saw the return of Tanya's bonus animal news.
So apparently he was having a bit of a chat with Lorraine Kelly.
Right.
And this story about guinea pigs cropped up. And he was talking about how somebody had... He went on the TV vet show Animal Hospital, and a woman brought in two guinea pigs, and they called them Robson and Jerome.
Right.
And apparently it was that moment that he thought, do you know what? Let's just knock this on the head. I can't. I just.
So after two guinea pigs were called after. That's quite good.
Yeah, he.
I like the way that how a musical career just stopped. That was Robson Green being interviewed, of course. Off of Robson and Jerome said they stopped doing it when they found two guinea pigs were named after them and realised how futile it all was. But what was Cornelius's reaction to this, Nico? Did he say A, the guinea pigs should be harambeed for ruining music? Did he say B, Robson and Jerome, the guinea pigs, should be kept well away from Richard Gere? Or did he say C, he, Cornelius, was going to buy a guinea pig and call it the 1975 in the hope that that might happen to them?
He said C.
Let's find out.
Yes. I'm going to buy a guinea pig and call it the 1975.
Is the right yes. answer. Is the right answer.
Get in indeed.
Well, we need to go to Cornelius, who's been working on the scores. Cornelius.
3 points.
Thank you. Is that enough to win a chicken?
Yes.
Well done. Hey. Nico, congratulations. You're the proud owner of a chicken.
Thank you, but my son and I will eat well.
Certainly you will. I think it's only a small chicken. Anyway, another end of the week quiz next week, of course. In the next hour of the programme, it's Friday, so we'll be bringing you live music as we drag a busker in off the streets to play live for us in the studio. We have the big debate at 3 o'clock, well, just after, of course. And a man called Con will be in a lift. Hello, Con.
Hi.
Reading out the haters' texts and tweets as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Condescending. It's all on the way this afternoon. I never wanted
to say goodbye. Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Great news, Mrs. Wilkes. For her first swimming lesson, she did very well. Didn't you, Josie?
Yes, I swam all on my own, Mummy.
Good girl. And does she also learn the reverse 1.5 somersaults in the pike position?
Like getting your money's worth? Grab a tasty double cheeseburger. Just $1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
Hi, everyone. Today's experiment is with HMTD.
These are the words of a lone terrorist. Unknown to the authorities, it was thanks to a call from the public that he became known to the police and they could investigate. If you see anything suspicious, act on it. Call police on 0800 789 321. Call, visit, act confidentially. For the full inside story, visit gov.uk/act or search Code Severe, a podcast series.
Get a cracking Vauxhall at the Vauxhall sales event from the 17th to the 21st of March. Plus, you'll get £500 spending money. Plus, you'll beat the April tax rises, saving up to £500. And whichever Vauxhall you choose, you'll love our efficient engines and superb infotainment. So technically, it's a win-win-win-win situation. To find out more, search Vauxhall sales event. On selected models across the range, registered by 31st March. At participating retailers from 17th to 21st March. £500 on a prepaid debit card. Full T's and C's apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/sales event.
Divorce. It threatens the things you've worked hard for in more ways than you can imagine. Your home, savings, pension, and most of all, your relationship with your children. Don't let divorce cost you any more than it has to. Cordell and Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 60 60 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Just after 3 o'clock. Good afternoon, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's Tanya with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Cameron's stupidity claims after national insurance hike, plus BT agrees to legal separation of Openreach, and food blogger wins Katie Hopkins' legal fight.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. David Cameron appears to have been caught on camera claiming the government has broken a manifesto pledge not to put up national insurance. A rise for self-employed higher earners was announced in the budget. A lip reader says the former Prime Minister seemed to use the word stupidity during a conversation yesterday with the Defence Secretary. Conservative MP Derek Thomas backs the increase.
That's certainly true, that this is a manifesto pledge which appears to have been broken. But I was self-employed before I got elected, and I certainly recognise a need to have equality between self-employed people and people that pay through PAYE.
BT has agreed to a legal separation of its Openreach division, ending a long-running dispute with the regulator. Ofcom has been trying to address competition concerns, including from rival companies which use its phone lines to deliver services. BT Chief Executive Gavin Patterson says the deal, which stops short of a full split, is good for everyone.
Getting the uncertainty out of the way really does create the platform to invest, and it's investing in coverage. You know, we'll be at 95% of the UK premises by the end of this year. We want to go further. We've made a proposal to government to do that.
Lloyds Banking Group has set aside an extra £350 million to pay for payment protection insurance claims. It's after the Financial Conduct Authority said any new PPI claims must be made by the end of August 2019. A leaked report suggests British Cycling put winning medals before providing enough care and attention to its athletes and staff. An independent investigation also claims the body sanitised a separate study into allegations of bullying and sexism. And a food writer's won £24,000 in libel damages against columnist Katie Hopkins. A Twitter row erupted after Jack Monroe had been accused in a case of mistaken identity of vandalising a war memorial or approving of such damage. The blogger argued the defamation had caused serious reputational harm.
Thank you very much, Tanya.
You're welcome.
Good. You'll be back, won't you, in half an hour?
I will.
With bonus news.
Yes. Yeah.
And it will contain vegetables.
Vegetables.
All right. Good, so we'll be doing that. And now here's Ben, who's got the pre-recorded sport.
I haven't done my weather.
Haven't you?
No. Not doing my weather.
Here's the weather with Tanya Snuggs.
Talk Radio National Weather.
It's live, it's not pre-recorded.
Some rain for the northwest, but drier elsewhere across the UK. Rather cloudy though, but mild with a high 14 Celsius.
Thank you very much indeed.
That's it. I'm done.
Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport live today from where, well, someone's doing the hoovering.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm going to have to refer you to my statement, or the club statement, due to not wanting to get ourselves in any hot water, really. So I think the statement says it all. We are disappointed for Tyrone.
That's not Ben's sport.
He's innocent of any charge. It was a pure accident from his perspective, and I believe that.
That's Eddie Howe.
Yeah.
What's happened?
Where's Ben's sport?
What's happened?
Don't know.
I'm going to get him.
Go and get Ben. Go and get Ben. Hang on.
Is this Ben's
sport? Don't fire anything. We're just going to get Ben. It's fine.
He could do it live, can't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's going to have to now. We'll just sit
that's
here.
What
I mean, the thing is, Ben pre-records his sport,
yeah.
Right? But he's
yeah.
out there in the office, so we don't really know why he does it.
Well,
supposedly, yeah something to do with TalkSport.
Yeah,
but,
he's on the other
But, you know,
channel.
So we fire that in good faith because he loads that into the system. And what happens? It's just some twaddle.
It's a human error. It's an error. Mistakes happen.
Yeah. Don't stick up for him.
Well...
He's still in Talk Sport.
Is he? Just going.
Yeah.
Just going.
Do you want
there.
Me to? Look, I've got the sport in front of me. I can do the sport.
You do the sport.
Well, the thing is, you're going to have to go to the hoovering place, obviously.
Yeah. That's okay.
So quickly, just
okay. Here's you listen to Talk Radio. Here's Tani with the live sport.
Wow, it's a first
from where someone's doing the hoovering.
Do I get a sports bed? Okay, Bournemouth boss Eddie Howe says it's hard to imagine Tyrone Mings could intentionally stamp on an opponent's head. The defender's been handed a 5-game ban for the offence after clashing with Manchester United's Zlatan Ibrahimovic. The player has thanked fans and the club for their support on social media. We did hear from him before, but let's hear from him again, as it wasn't very clear.
I'm going to have to refer you to my statement, or the club statement, due to not wanting to get ourselves in any hot water, really. So I think the statement says it all. We are disappointed for Tyrone. We believe he's innocent of any charge. It was a pure accident from his perspective, and I believe that.
Bournemouth host West Ham in TalkSport 2's live commentary game tomorrow. On to tonight's action, Brighton can go level with Skybet Championship leaders Newcastle and 9 points clear of third place Huddersfield if they beat Derby tonight at the Amex. Rugby and Ireland can put pressure on their Six Nations title rivals this evening. They'd go top above champions and leaders England by beating Wales in Cardiff. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
I don't know why we need Ben. I mean, you've essentially just rendered Ben redundant there.
Well, I do sport as well, you know.
That's exactly. So yeah. What, you're in it. Well, then we need him.
Well, we don't really. But you're just giving me extra work to do.
Well, that's good because your bulletins are shorter than they used to be.
But that's why we've got bonus news.
Good point, well made. Perhaps you should make Ben do that.
He's just making a tea in the kitchen.
Yeah, did you tell him what happened?
Yeah, yeah.
What did he say?
He went, oh, sorry. I'm like, this is our show!
Good God! And people only tune in for the sport?
Yeah!
Oh, you just can't get the staff these
days. It's all they want!
Where are people going to listen to sports coverage now?
Where? There's nowhere! Thanks, Tanya.
Okay.
Good, you listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll do the big debate next. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah, I just said that. It's time for the big debate. So, very much like a white van man going the wrong way up a one-way street deliberately because he's a delivery, innit, mate? Theresa May appears to have done at least a partial U-turn of Philip Hammond, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, his budget announcement, by which I mean that it wasn't as good as a proper budget. Anyway, the self-employed people are to be scrapped to fund the NHS. Now, Labour have today claimed that the leadership of the Tories is in disarray, which is a bit like the pot, having been on a diversity training course, coming back to work and calling the kettle black. On the other hand, Theresa May at the EU summit appears to be trying to say it will happen, but not before it goes before MPs in the autumn, of course. So is she backtracking or not? Well, on the line, having heard me use the word back there in the word backtracking, is Mo. Mo has called Talk Radio. Good afternoon, Mo. Hello, Mo.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Mo. How are you?
Yeah, fine.
Good. First question, how many...
Can you hear me?
Yes, Mo.
Okay, carry on then.
How many men went to you?
12.
12 men went to Mo.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Now...
Okay.
Right, so you've heard me say the word back there.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is your...
You said back.
I did. Is your... I understand from our researchers, you have called in because of that, because you don't think we, as human beings, need backs... anymore at all.
Yeah.
You think a waste of space, body space or something. Is that right?
Well, just the whole concept of backs, yeah, I just think it's a waste of time. Like this example that I'll give you now. Talk Radio is 39th out of 41 radio stations in the UK. Only Acadia, the all-Aramaic sound of the nation, and that curry house that broadcasts its menus are lower in the rankings. And we need to find a way that Talk Radio can't fall any further behind. And that's by getting rid of backs.
Right. I mean, it's an interesting argument that many will agree with, of course. But I wonder if it's the right way to go about it. Let me bring in a professor, Hugo Shagwell's on the telephone now. Good afternoon, Professor.
Chatwell.
Sorry, my mistake. Now, you are a prehistoric culture and sexuality lecturer at the University of East Wolverhampton. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. Can I say, with regard to Mo, I am sick and I am tired.
Yes, you can say that. Now, but thanks for calling in despite that. Now, backs. We're saying, well, we're not saying, Mo is certainly saying, but 12 men went to him, by the way. 12 men went to Mo.
And what did they do then?
We haven't established
we're
that.
Not allowed to
they
say.
Just went round. They just went round.
What do you... What,
okay, Shagwell.
What do you make...
Shatwell!
What do you make of... We've had backs for a long time, certainly since prehistory, which is what you're a lecturer in. OK. Why should we be keeping our backs? Why can't we get
this
rid of them?
This is so silly. This is so... He's got all of his reasoning. What to front, John? What to front?
Very good question, yeah.
Look, you get rid of backs, yeah. One loses the whole concept of back. I'm sorry. Are British women expected now to lie on their front and think of England?
Well, some of them do.
This guy sounds like one of those Backs Lives Matters morons. Who I hate. Yeah. Let me just say this. If we get rid of backs, you become a head on an arse. Now, just try and imagine that for a minute. I know people in the studio won't have much difficulty. That's right. We get billions of John Holmes walking the earth, and I say yay to that.
Good. Well, no, I appreciate that. But listen, that's what you've said isn't actually right,
head
is it?
Because
no,
on an arse.
It's not right because
let's ask Cornelius.
Wait, we have a. Cornelius, am I an arse? Am I head on an arse?
Yes, you are, John.
Right. Well, that's right. I have a front.
I think it's the other way around, in a way.
The point is, right, I and others like me have a front. And the front of me...
Right.
If my back was gone, right, if we are using me as the example, if my back was gone, my front would still keep my head off my arse, wouldn't it? Because I've got a front. So taking your back away is not going to drop... It's not. Do you know what I mean? It's still going to be the space in between there.
If you don't have a back, you can't wear a backpack. Would you feel, John, if I were to say, let's go around Europe front packing together?
Well, I could wear a fanny pack.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is an American for bottom.
Furthermore,
front bottom.
There's the infamous song by Kia, My Neck, My Back. Now, if one's not to lick her back, well, you tell me what else they're supposed to lick, John. This doesn't make any sense.
Well, she was an immigrant. No, I'm not going to let you.
Here we go.
The backbone of our economy. If we are to get rid of immigrants, we need to get rid of backbones, and with them, backs.
What do you make of the chance...
This isn't...
Back passage, fiery fairy
fountain.
Can we not scat? No,
I'm angry. You can look at it on Google. It's a medical condition, and I don't appreciate you mocking it.
I'm not mocking it.
He's just said no scat from Shatwell.
Can we keep this civil, please? It's a debate. Don't scat. Stop scatting. Stop it.
You couldn't do that. You couldn't scat without a back.
Don't scat. What do you make of the fact the Chancellor of the Exchequer?
Are we back on the air?
Yes. The Chancellor of the Exchequer said that backs would be removed to make way for affordable housing in old-fashioned British working families. What do you make of that? Can you legitimately remove someone's back and put a house in there instead? Is that right, Professor Shatwell?
Housing? Well, let's look at housing. I always use my mother's back passage. When I'm entering her domicile,
stop scatting! Don't scat!
Sorry, it's a medical condition! I scat when I'm angry.
Stop scatting. Mo, come back in. Calm down. Mo, come back in.
Okay,
come back. Are you in? Good.
If he stops the scat, I can come.
Okay. Right. Now, listen. Uh-huh. Have you heard about these trials they're doing in Sweden at all? Because what they're doing there is...
Oh, yeah.
They've swapped.
Go on.
They've kept backs, but they've swapped backs. So with every.
So what? What have they swapped them for?
The other backs, other people's backs. So that no. They've moved one person's back from the back and put it in the back of the person next to them. Basically, everyone's passed the back along, and everyone's got the other person's back, if you see what I mean. So they haven't got rid of backs, they've just experimented with having different backs. And I wonder, as someone who is against backs, whether you're happy with that as a solution to the problem, Mo.
Well, I might be. I mean, to be honest, I did kind of tune out about halfway through what you were saying.
Yeah.
Probably like most of the audience, but I'll say yes, okay. I'm against them.
And backgammon, with people who've had their backs replaced with a slice of gammon?
I prefer that, I think, to what we have at the moment.
Okay, well, that's a good answer, Professor Shatwell. What's your take on?
Well, what are we supposed to do? Make the beast with two fronts? Well, how would that work? Mm. You'd have to use. I mean, you'd dislocate your arm.
Okay,
I don't think you
couldn't get stabbed in the back.
Well, wouldn't that be nice?
There we must leave the top scatting debate. Could you please sum up the debate for me in one word, Mo?
No backsies.
Thank you. And Professor?
Timberlake.
Thank you. And there we must leave the debate on whether or not we need backs anymore in post-Brexit Britain. We have carpet tiles now and AIDS. Why do we need backs? Get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's the big debate. It's on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
I'm Catelyn Moran, and these are my fashion rules for spring-summer 2017. 1. Kitten heels are not easy to walk in. It's actually easier to walk in a kitten. 2. Never wear white near grass, dogs or spaghetti. 3. Dressing gowns as day wear? What's not to love? Don't get dressed without the Times Fashion Special this Saturday.
The O2 Super Size Pay Monthly SIM. Sizzling with 20 gigabytes of data. Seasoned with unlimited texts. And served with a side of unlimited minutes. All for just £20 a month. Tasty.
Supersize your SIM deal. Search O2 SIM only. O2. More for you.
Price subject to RPI. Standard UK calls, text and data only. Offer ends 22nd of March. Terms apply.
All right, Steve.
Devastated. She's gone. And I'm lost without her. We've been together years.
Yeah, but...
You come to rely on them.
You'll find another one, mate. Between you and me, I always thought she was a bit butch.
Hey, I'm talking about my old van.
I thought you meant Verity.
Me wife. Butch.
Oh, well. Either way, you can pick something up with a few less miles on the clock.
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
Fanbuster now on. Ready Mix Joint Filler. 15 kilograms, just £8.33 a tub. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade Point members only. Trade
Point! Will City nick it at the death? Will the big man bag another brace? Will the midfield maestro get a straight red? For kicking a ball boy? What are the odds of that? If you reckon you know where a game's heading, bet in play at 10bet.co.uk. You'll get a first deposit bonus of up to £200. And with hundreds of in-play betting markets, when it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, on the M6 at the moment, two lanes closed off and queuing traffic due to a broken down vehicle as you go northbound between Junction 5 and Junction 6 with delays back to Junction 4A. You'll find on the M6 with the West Midlands going southbound between Junction 6 and Junction 5, we've got one lane closed off, and that's due to a broken down vehicle. And in Warwickshire on the M40 as well, one lane closed off due to an incident southbound between Junction 16 and Junction 15. I'm Poonam Verma.
You're the backbone of our business. Strong, reliable, plus you look great.
and you're really well built.
Oh, cheers, Steve.
Not you, Terry.
The Renault Traffic with 4 years 0% APR, servicing, roadside assistance, up to 4 years warranty and 3 Watt Van Awards. Make it part of your team. Visit a Renault Pro Plus specialist dealer to find out more. Business users and participating dealers only. Minimum deposit of 20%. Renault Finance hire purchase. Register by 31st of March. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Tomorrow afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The big debate there, of course, on Talk Radio in the afternoons. Now, a lot of reaction, unsurprisingly, coming in to that. Do we need backs? We've all got one, haven't we? Just behind our front. And it, as we heard in the debate there, it really very much keeps our head away from our arse. But the question is, can a front do that as well? A lot of debate raging. Cornelius, what's been coming
Lots coming in, yeah. John. John, what about the inventor of the back, yeah. Johann Sebastian Bach? He will be absolutely devastated if you get rid of backs. That's his life's work. That's what he's remembered for.
Yeah.
John, don't stop. Never give up. This is coming from quite a few people. Hold your head high and reach the top.
Yeah.
Let the world see what you have got.
Yes.
Bring it all back to you. That's coming from Hannah, Joe, Tina, Paul, John Lee, Bradley, and Rachel and Steve. Oh, no, Rachel Stevens.
Yeah.
Rachel, no, so seven Steve, people. Steve. Yes, Club 7 song.
Thank you. I know. Thank you very much indeed, Club 7, for getting in touch. If you're a faded child band, then you can text us as well, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now, it's Some Request Friday, of course. Regular listeners will know on a Friday what we do is we throw open our phone lines and our Twitter lines and our text lines to you if you'd like a request or a dedication. Over on Radio 2, Simon Mayo does it on a Friday. We've just copied him, to be honest. But he does it with music. We can't because of our Ofcom licence restrictions. We're a speech radio station after all. So we can play you talks and speeches as per your requests and dedications. That's all it is. Get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with a word.
Sorry.
Start your message with anywhere tonight.
Dear the afternoon show on the station that isn't LBC, I would love it if you could play me a speech today to cheer me up as someone has smashed my living room window by throwing a thesaurus through it. It's made me feel really sad. Unhappy, dejected, downcast, miserable, heartbroken, inconsolable, unhappy, again, dispirited, glum, gloomy, wretched, and crestfallen. To cheer me up, I love it if you could play me Alan Smith's TED Talk on why you should love statistics. Many thanks. That's from Richard in Madeley. Well, Richard, of course we can. Let's cheer you up. Here it is. Alan Smith's TED Talk on why you should love statistics. It's for Some Request Friday.
Back in 2003... the UK government carried out a survey. And it was a survey that measured levels of numeracy in the population, and they were shocked to find out that for every 100 working-age adults in the country, 47 of them lacked level one numeracy skills. Now, level one numeracy skills, that's low-end GCSE score. It's the ability to deal with fractions, percentages, and decimals. So this figure prompted a lot of hand-wringing in Whitehall. Policies were changed, investments were made, and then they ran the survey again in 2011. So can you guess what happened to this number? It went up to 49. And in fact, when I reported this figure in the FT, one of our readers joked and said, this figure is only shocking to 51% of the population.
And that is... well, I play that for Richard in Madeley. It's Alan Smith's TED Talk on why you should love statistics. If you'd like a speech or a dedication played, of course, you can get in touch as part of Some Request Friday. Now, a man is in a lift. Why is a man in a lift? I'll tell you why. It's because the hater's going to hate. On a Friday, We take all of the texts and the tweets that we get from the people that hate me personally or this show as a whole, and instead of reporting them to the authorities, blocking them on social media or simply ignoring them, we print them off and we give them to Con, who takes them to the lift to read them out as it travels downwards through the building. It is a feature we call Con Descending. He should be able to hear me because he should be in the lift now. Hello, Con. Are you there?
Wazza! Yes, hello, John. Hi. I'm here. In the lift, I've, of course, turned the radio off from Kate Lawlor on Virgin Radio for obvious reasons, to this.
What is it? What are you playing?
And so on without end.
What's that?
Misunderstanding arises from the fact...
It's the voice of Islam.
Great.
Let's begin. Okay, John, I'm glad that you have to pay for national insurance. It'll help pay for the increased NHS effort needed to treat the people who listen to your show. Thank you, Karen, for that. John, I've heard you've been ill a lot recently. I hope it's serious, says the texter.
Yep, thanks.
Funny, intelligent, brilliant, genius. All the words you will never hear when people describe your show, says Malcolm. Yes. It's nice to hear someone on the show who can actually read this week. I don't know who that is. This is from Sean, who says, "What stupid, depressing and moronic. The three people on this show." Oh, it's kicking off on the voice of Islam.
Oh.
Tune. Right, I gave my taxi driver a low rating last week when he put on talk radio and I heard 2 minutes of this show, even though he changed it when I asked if I'm still scarred by the experience. Hi, come on in. Hi. What's your name?
Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. We're live on talk radio at the moment. What do you do in this building?
I work in sales.
Excellent. And anything for talk radio for John's show?
Yes.
We shouldn't talk about that. Yeah. Can you read out this thing that we got sent into the show? This one here.
Just this one here.
Yeah, yeah.
Just tuned in by mistake. What absolute tripe. Do you want me to read that as well? Yeah. Hashtag not out at the Oval.
Yes, I don't know what that means. You lot of rubbish, go back to LBC. Chris the engineer's in. Hi, Chris.
Hello, mate.
I've changed the radio to the voice of Islam. Is that okay?
Perfect.
Excellent. John, I wish Philip Hammond cut your show in the budget, says Sean. And finally, today, John, it normally takes me about an hour before I get fed up of your show. Today it was only 45 minutes when you started giggling uncontrollably and talking about uteruses. Back to you in the show, John.
Thank you. That did happen. Thank you very much indeed. There is Cornelius in the lift with all of your abuse. Why is the haters going to hate? If you hate me or the show, don't be backwards in coming forwards. Do let me know. You can do it in a variety of methods. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at talk radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Or you can... And then put some...
Hate.
That's hate, if we're translating that from the northern. Or you can hate me personally at John Holmes 1. It's a number 1. J-O-N-H-O-L-M-E-S number 1. John Holmes 1. And you could be in next week's edition of Condescending. Right, it's 3:30, live music in the next half an hour. We have dragged a busker in from the street. A musician, a singer, a songwriter will be performing live for us. It's what we like to do on a Friday afternoon to ease you into the weekend. But just after 3:30, here with news, then bonus news, it's Tanya.
Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. One of Europe's most senior officials has hinted the UK could one day rejoin the EU after Brexit. Jean-Claude Juncker says he would like to be in the same boat as the British. The head of the European Commission was speaking at a meeting of European Union leaders without Theresa May in Brussels.
The day will come when the British will re-enter the boat, I hope. But Brexit is not the end of the European Union. By the contrary, the Brexit issue is encouraging the others to continue.
David Cameron's apparently been caught on camera accusing the Tories of stupidity for breaking a manifesto promise. The Chancellor announced plans to raise national insurance for the self-employed this week, despite the Conservatives promising not to increase the tax in 2015. A woman's been killed and another is in a critical condition in hospital after their car was hit by a trailer which came loose from a tractor. It happened in Taunton in Somerset last night. Two people have been arrested.
BT has agreed to a legal separation of its Openreach division, ending a long-running dispute with the regulator. Ofcom has been trying to address competition concerns, including from rival companies which use its phone lines to deliver services. Sir Dave Brailsford says he won't resign as Team Sky cycling boss. He's come under growing pressure over controversy surrounding a mystery package sent to Sir Bradley Wiggins back in 2011. The team claim it was a legal decongestant and have denied breaking anti-doping rules. Brailsford's told magazine Cycling Weekly that he's confident he and the team have done what's right. And Mars believes so-called hard Brexit could result in chocolate prices rising by a third. It's warning about what could happen if the UK leaves the EU without a trade deal. The weather, well, some rain for the northwest, but drier elsewhere across the UK. Cloudy but mild with a high 14 Celsius.
Thank you very much, Tanya. Now, there's more in half an hour.
There is.
But there's more now.
There is.
It's time for bonus news. The bulletins are shorter than they used to be. Tanya has to make the time up because she gets paid the same. It's time for bonus news today. It's vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
I mean, that is poor.
It's all right. I'm getting used to it now.
I quite like that one.
Right, Tanya, what we got?
Well, researchers at the University of Bath, they are recommending that runners eat around 60 grams of carbs per hour during races to help reach the finish line as quickly as possible and avoid that so-called hitting the wall. Mm. I did a marathon a few years ago, but anyway. Mm. So that's the equivalent.
I know. Same thing happened to me. I did one in Berlin in 1979.
Mm. You didn't. Now that's the equivalent of one large potato, three bananas, 150 raisins or three energy gels. Now, apparently doing this prevents a decline in liver glycogen stores. And experts say that you should fuel up on carbs the day before a race, but also during exercise.
So you've got to carry a potato and some bananas around with you during a marathon.
Well, you've some sort of carbs that are the equivalent
yes.
of that. Yeah. So as I say, three bananas, 150 raisins or three energy gels equal one large potato of carbs, 60 grams of carbs.
I think a potato is easier to carry than all of that.
You could munch on a jacket potato, couldn't you? Wouldn't
just
be very
a raw
nice
potato.
Eating it. No, not a raw
They should
potato.
Have tables at the side of the course. You know, you get water. You just
yeah,
roll up
yeah,
to,
yeah.
Just with raw potatoes.
That's not very nice. People I don't think just, that's very nice.
People should throw potatoes at the marathon runners this
yeah.
year.
No.
No. Don't
that's
do
not
that.
A good idea. No. But experts, as I say, they think you should fuel up on the carbs the day before a race, also during exercise, to help maintain blood sugar control and delay fatigue.
What about runner beans?
They didn't mention runner beans.
Would make sense, though,
wouldn't it? It would make sense. Yeah. I've got some more potato news.
Oh, definitely.
Potato news!
Still with potatoes. To be honest, I'm not actually sure how new this really is, or the one before. It is around, so we're talking about it. But apparently, experts say that you should not get rid of the skin on fruit and veg. So don't peel your potatoes,
right.
Don't peel your carrots, your apples, etc., because that's where all the vitamins and the fibre is.
Yeah.
So if you peel that, you peel away
you're,
all the
you're
goodness.
You're knocking the bottom out of the potato peeler industry then.
Yeah, well, you know, my mum always told me this. She said all the vitamins
well,
are
my mum
in...
always told me that as well. And your mum told me that.
Yeah. Shit. Okay. But, yeah, so apparently when you're making your dinner tonight, you don't peel your spuds, just have them.
Have everything. Never take the skin off.
Never take the skin off.
Good advice to both people who want to be healthy and serial killers.
I'm probably having a kebab tonight.
Don't take the skin off.
Okay.
Don't take the skin off. But maybe do if you're intending on having a spiky pineapple. Yeah. So do remove. We need some more music. Do remove.
Wait. I have to turn over the CD. Okay.
Ah, there we go. I feel so much better with a bit of background noise. So yes, keep your skin on.
Keep your skin on.
That's basically
good advice, kids.
Keep your skin on. Now I've got some great news.
Ooh.
Breathe a sigh of relief because the vegetable crisis of 2017 is officially
over.
Thank goodness for that.
You're no longer going to be forced to walk through the barren wasteland of empty shelves when you go and pick up your groceries from the supermarkets. Yep. There are courgettes on the shelf. There is spinach. There is lettuce. So it's fantastic news. Of course, this crisis saw prices rocket. You see
clever.
What I did there?
Very good.
empty shelves and even, as you mentioned, rationing products such as lettuce and courgettes. I mentioned earlier on in the week, you may remember that I did struggle to find courgettes.
Yes, you said that.
And I was quite upset because I do like a courgette. But they are back on the shelves, so I'm really pleased.
You posted a picture on Facebook, didn't you?
I did,
of some large courgettes.
Yes.
And some of your friends...
I know, filthy.
...in the comments... Oh,
I know.
I blocked really? Them.
Yeah, yeah.
Disgusting.
We won't go there.
Okay. Neither should a courgette.
Now, there still might be some minor shortages, though, of more specialised produce, such as rarer varieties of tomato, Spanish chilies and peppers, yes. For the most part. But, as I say, the veg crisis is over, so no more excuses for not eating your 5 a day, or is it 10 a day?
10 now, apparently, isn't it?
Apparently 10 a day. So, of course, we all know that the veg supplies have been hit by downpours in Spain, which caused poor crop yields, but... Yeah, it's all over.
Good.
Finally,
yes.
There's a warning about eating a very trendy new vegetable. It's called a sunchoke. Don't know if you've...
No, I'm not aware
no,
of it.
No.
Is it related to the arty?
Yes, it is. It's also known as Jerusalem artichokes, and they're apparently popping up in menus right across the country. It's said to be very tasty. I have not experienced one of these, but I may do this evening.
Don't put it on Facebook, for God's sake.
I won't put it on Facebook. That's it. So dangerous. But apparently, if the chef doesn't know what he or she is doing, there could be some trouble. You could be in for a bit of trouble, a bit of pain and embarrassment. Because, especially if you're on a first date, because the problem is inulin. It's a carbohydrate that's found in the vegetable, and that can cause a bit of an upset tummy.
Oh.
It's apparently not digestible, you see, so it feeds bacteria into our large intestine, and it generates gas. So, here we go again. Can we have that again? I'm quite finished. I know I do talk a lot. Okay, there we go. It contains inulin. This content can vary from choke to choke, and sensitivity varies from person to person. So it's a bit like eating a less fatal, very gassy, taking part in a sort of less fatal, very gassy game of Russian roulette with your guts, apparently. According to various chefs interviewed by Bon Appetit, how they're prepared can make a huge difference. Some avoid whole roasted sunchokes, but apparently there have been no problems with peeling them. I know I just said don't peel, but apparently you should peel them. Boiled or pureed, and those fried like chips. No problem if you cook it that way. So that's my vegetable news.
Thank you very much.
Vegetable news.
Thanks, Tanya.
You're back next week, aren't you, Tanya?
I am.
We got your very own tweet to hear saying, "Can you keep Tanya all the time?"
Oh, that's nice,
isn't it?
That is.
I'm going to forward it to Victoria. Well, she's on holiday.
No, don't do that.
Tanya, thank you though.
Thank you.
Tanya will be back with us, of course, all of next week, Monday to Friday, again with normal news and then bonus news. So thank you. Now, in the next bit of the programme, it's Friday afternoon. We'll be bringing you live music. We have our singer songwriter, busking performer, to drag in here a couple of songs he'll be doing before 4 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £62 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions, only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Let's not go home yet, Wilbur. There's a new film out with penguins in.
Ah!
Change of plans. You can control your heating from your phone wherever you are with Hive Active Heating. It's just £9 a month exclusive to British Gas customers, and you won't pay anything up front. You'll never need to heat an empty home or come back to a cold one again.
No, no, no!
Shh, Wilbur, the film's starting. Control your heating from your phone for just £9 a month. Search British Gas Hive. Conditions, exclusions and cancellation charges apply.
Can I help, madam?
I was just having a look at the Nissan Qashqai over there and someone left this briefcase full of so much money.
£2,150 to be exact. It's a brand new feature.
A new feature?
Yes. If you buy it this March, that's how much we'll put towards your deposit.
For March only, Nissan are contributing £2,150 towards your new Qashqai, up to £2,550 towards a Juke, and £3,150 towards an X-Trail at 3.99% APR representative. And hurry, new Nissans registered by the 31st of March will avoid the increase in government road tax, so head to your local Nissan dealer now. Contribution only available with Nissan Finance. Subject to status, over 18s. Participating dealers only. Excludes Vizier grade. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk. Money won't really be in a briefcase.
We've got it at Selco. Selco. Where the train go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In March, we've got a 6x6 foot lap fence panel for only £12.95 ex VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
Will you find a fiver, a tenner, a 20, or even a crisp 50 in your copy of The Sun tomorrow? That's right, cash. Yes, real banknotes inside the paper. That should put a spring in your step. Pick up your copy of The Sun tomorrow. It pays to read The Sun. Terms and conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Through Warwickshire on the M42, got heavy traffic and a lane closed on the exit slip road. There's a broken down vehicle there going southbound at junction 8. And also through the West Midlands, the M6 northbound between junctions 10 and 10A, one lane closed off due to a broken down vehicle. You'll find two lanes closed through the West Midlands as well on the M6 northbound between junction 5 and junction 6. It's due to a broken down lorry with delays back to junction 4A at the moment. Similar picture on the M6 southbound as well at junction 6.
You're the backbone of our business. Strong, reliable, plus you look great. And you're really well built.
Oh, cheers, Steve.
Not you, Terry.
The Renault Traffic with 4 years 0% APR, servicing roadside assistance up to 4 years warranty and 3 Watt van awards. Make it part of your team. Visit a Renault Pro Plus specialist dealer to find out more. Business users and participating dealers only. Minimum deposit of 20%. Renault Finance hire purchase. Register by 31st of March. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking and we'll get you toe-tapping. See how I neatly segue there from speech radio to music radio as we welcome today's musical guest. It's Friday. Every Friday we drag a busker, a performer, a singer-songwriter in almost quite literally from the streets and force them to perform at microphone point for us in the studio to get us into the weekend. Today's name that we should be concerned with is Murray. Murray Gardner?
Gardner, that's it, yeah.
Murray
great.
Gardner. Well done. Bit close to the...
Oh, sorry, there we are.
For talking, close.
How's
singing,
that?
Further away. That's cool. The rule.
That's perfect.
Yes, Gardner was the name, that was correct.
Murray Gardner. thank you for coming in, it's good to see you.
No worries.
Before we hear musically from you, tell us a bit about you, then where you're from and how long you've been doing this stuff.
Well, I'm a musician, quite obviously, because the guitar and everything. Yep. From Gloucester.
Yep.
Originally lived around in Birmingham and kind of different places.
You've kept the Gloucester accent though.
Oh yeah, well, the Birmingham one is a little bit worse. Sorry about everyone in Birmingham, but it is.
You're absolutely wrong. It's bloody awful.
So no, I lived there a few years, but never went down the road with the accent, really. Yeah. So stuck with Gloucester, which is pretty embarrassing as it stands.
But you know, as you say, it's better than me. you have done busking, but I know you've got an album out as well.
Yeah, I got an album out, which is on iTunes. It's called Bare Bones, which I released about, I think it was 3 years ago now. Okay. So produced myself, released it on my own label. A lot of work, a lot of fun.
And when you are performing out and about, then do you kind of tend to mix up your own stuff with people with buskers? Obviously, they do the classics often, don't they?
Yeah.
But do you like to throw your own stuff in there?
I kind of mix up, see how I feel on the day, basically, when busking.
See the reaction.
See what's going on.
Okay, well, what we're going to hear first?
We're going to hear a song from my album, Bare Bones, which is called Six.
Six, here we go.
don't need me to shine, 'cause you've been burning bright like the sun now for 6 months, 6 years, 6 lifetimes of love. You got others now who need you. You're somebody else's number one. Well, and so you should be. But I love you. However someone like me can. And to love you, I give up all that I am. I don't want you to go and be happier with whoever you need to make you smile. All the while I'll be waiting here. The others need your love, but I guess that I just wanted more. And it makes the emptiness sore. But I love you. However someone like me can. And to love you, I give up all that I am. And to love you, however little that is worth. And I intend to go on loving you, no matter how much it hurts. 'Cause you cannot escape anyway, 'cause I've got you locked up inside. And don't you know there's no getting away? You're not going anywhere. Cause you don't need me to shine, 'cause you've been burning bright like the sun now for 6 months, 6 years, 6 lifetimes of love lived through my heart. But I love you. However someone like me can. And to love you, I give up all that I am. Yes, I love you. However little that is worth. And I intend to go on loving you, no matter how much it hurts.
We have it. That's what we like to do on a Friday afternoon. Live music in session. Virgin Radio downstairs, Murray, I'll be honest. They drag in the bands, right?
Circle waves this week.
You me at six not long ago, Kaiser Chiefs. This is where it's really happening, Murray, as far as we're concerned. This, you're keeping it real. That's what you're doing. So, we haven't got much time, sadly, so we'll hear another song in a moment, I know. But in terms of your... I know you need to tune up as well. Yeah. So in terms of just where you... have done this right in London. I know you've busked before, and have you done it in other cities? Have you done it in Gloucester and Birmingham?
Yeah, kind of all over the place. Really, okay. Sometimes go down Bristol, stuff like that, see what I can do, get out and there. Just kind of, if I find myself with a bit of spare time, I'm trying to run out the door and see if I can make a bit of change, basically.
And you do a lot of gigging as well, presumably.
Well, I work professionally as well, so I play with a lot of function bands and stuff like that. With theatre shows, things like that, basically.
So you really do know what you're doing,
I kind of have a few ideas.
What theatre shows have you done?
I played for about 2 years with the Simon and Garfunkel tribute show.
No, what?
Yeah, so that was kind
were
of
you,
a...
Were you Simon or Garfunkel?
No, I was the guy in the dark in the background playing the keyboards and the
Hello,
guitar.
Hello, darkness, basically. My old friend.
Oh, there we go. Beautiful.
Good. Oh, all right. So, I know you need to tune, but what we're going to hear now, this is going to be a cover version, right?
Yeah, this is one of my favourite singers in the world. Is a girl from Nashville called Gillian Welsh.
Okay.
And I'm going to do one of her songs. It's called I Had a Real Good Mother and Father.
All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Arthur, and they surely stood the test. And now are in bright glory and asleep in the Savior's breast. They set a good example for me. They taught me how to pray. Now I truly converted and walking on the narrow way. I know if I cannot meet them on high, and how lonely I'll be. For what good is my journey if I miss out on eternity? I had a real good mother and father. They surely stood the test. And now are in bright glory and asleep in the Savior's breast.
Very good stuff, yes. Indeed. So I don't know a lot. What was her name again?
Gillian Welsh. She's a country music singer from Nashville.
Okay, so yeah. I know a bit of country music.
Oh, okay, cool.
But I've not come across her before. Is that? Is she
she's been around for about 20 years.
Really?
I think she released her first album about 20 years ago.
Is she big in the UK?
I've seen her play a few times in the UK. Right. It's basically when she goes out and plays, her and her partner David Rawlins. They both play guitar, and it's just two of them, just two voices, two guitars, and they're amazing. They're absolutely astonishing.
Shows up my terrible ignorance.
Well, go on. Look them up,
but now I know. So
yeah,
it's
definitely.
Fine. We can find you on iTunes, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll talk website as well.
I've got my own website, which is murray-gardner.com.
Yep.
Google me; it's the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm on Twitter and I'm on Facebook. All those different things.
Any gigs coming up? You are doing
nothing immediate.
All
my work that's coming up at the moment is all like function stuff, playing at weddings and stuff.
What
like
can
that.
We just turn up to that?
Oh, you can try it, but it might not go down well.
Okay, fine. Listen, thank you for coming in.
No worries.
Excellent stuff. Thank you so much.
That's great. Thank you very much.
We like doing that on a Friday. We drag musicians in and we make them perform for us, and that's what we did just then. Murray Gardner live with us. That's just about it from us. We're back on Monday. But look, Yasmin, Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan, has joined us now.
Hi.
Because it's Friday drive and she's doing it.
And I drive on a Friday.
That's right, you do. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
I believe I'll be seeing you on Monday evening as well.
Yes, you will. We're doing a thing together.
We are doing a thing.
Live.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
I will be queuing and you will be A-ing.
Yes, that's right.
In between.
I mean, there'll be no one else queuing.
No.
Just walking. But, you know. We'll be
doing a thing. There will be theatre. There will be you. Special guest.
Yeah.
There'll be live music.
Yes.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah. Would you like to give the details out?
Yes, I would like to.
Do it right now.
It's Monday evening at a place called The Islington in Islington in North London.
Yep.
Look it up online. It's The Rehearsal Room Presents.
Yes.
And put Islington in my name and it'll come up.
Yeah. And I tweeted about it last night. So
there you go. So it's on your Twitter.
So look on at John Holmes 1 if you want to get some details from that.
I'm very much
very nicely plugged there.
Forward to queuing you.
Yeah, I'll be A-ing you like you've never been A'd before.
I look forward
forward to it very much.
Good. What have you got on the programme?
Sick days. We are going to be talking about how, you know, we've got this reputation, haven't we, Brits, of being like quite keen on taking a duvet day and taking a sick day. Turns out that we are taking the lowest rate of sick days since records began.
Oh, no. So, is that because we're all self-employed?
Yes,
that's
basically.
So we don't get paid. Yeah,
it's,
that's why.
It's nothing to do with us being healthier. No. It's just to do with people feeling the pressure of, not being able to take a sick day. But we were talking about this. I think so, it's probably American companies do this thing where you can actually take a duvet day, where you can just phone up and go, can't be bothered, just lost the will to live today, just want to stay at home. Oh. And you don't actually need to say, I think I've got the flu, or something like that.
I like that.
Do you get one a year, is it? How many do you
I
get?
I reckon two a year. If you're going to make it worthwhile, right? Yeah. Two a year.
Yeah.
We're also going to be talking at the top of the show about this libel case that has just
been announced. Yes, been announced. This is the Munro versus Hopkins.
Yes. Jack Munro, the food blogger, has won £24,000 in damages in a libel action against
Katie Hartley Brew, isn't it?
Hopkins.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
Do you want to get sued?
Not again.
So what does all that mean? And interestingly, because, you know, I think it's going to set a precedent, we've also got a guy on who's made a fascinating documentary, which is just out today, about internet trolls. And it's a fascinating topic anyway, but they talk directly to the camera and they're like, well, this is why I do it.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I thought the whole point of that was anonymity.
No, they're quite happy to talk about why they call people terrible names.
Right.
And yeah.
All right, good.
So all of that's coming up. Plus, it's Friday, so we've got music review and, yeah, loads of other stuff.
All right, then. Yasmin is with you from Four. She's with me live in Islington doing a thing on Monday. Details on the Twitter feed. See, I'm doing your work for you then. Look at that. And we'll be back on Monday, 1 till 4 in the afternoon. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.